Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No, it just takes a second.
Yeah, well, you know, we're getting used to things again. It's been a little break. A little time off.
That might be funny.
You see?
That might...
Can't read it.
It's the tape I just told you about.
Oh, yeah.
That might be funny.
Absolutely.
That's a good start.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Am I on the air?
You are. Who is this?
Were you looking to be on the air?
Yeah, I was, but nobody said, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Larry.
Hey, Larry. Larry.
Wow, I have a brother named Larry.
Life is doesn't. So funny like that.
I have a question for you.
Yes, we're listening, Larry.
Yeah, why are you guys allowed to say bull but they couldn't say bull on the Don and Mike show?
Whoopee! Don't drink soda before you call the show.
Oh, hello, you're in the air. Joe?
Yes?
These were your friends calling.
No, they're not.
Hello, you're in the air.
Whoopee!
He's very happy about that.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
These guys did nothing.
You can call Don and Mike.
Hold on a second. Those guys. Get them out of here. I still hate them. I wish they were all dead.
Rob said we needed some muscle.
They didn't do a thing.
They didn't help.
No.
Oh, here's Rob's guy.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob's been whacked.
Where have you guys been?
Yeah, really.
Where have you been?
Exactly.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Crafty German and all the ships at sea. And now, brethren, I give you... The stars of the Passion of Christ.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo. And Mike Zomera.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, thank you. This is Don and Mike Show. It's a new episode.
Is it?
On the Yes, It Is Mike on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
February 17th.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Okay.
Here's the deal. We're doing a show, a live show today. You can call us, but not for a while. We got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah.
877-365-3636, the number from anywhere in America.
Very good to be back.
From Canada, 800-636-1067. Mm-hmm. D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. We always look for your calls of an exotic nature, entertaining. If you're talking about what we're talking about.
In particular today, calls from people that really missed us. Yeah.
Just wait for a phone scan. Mm-hmm. Everybody else, wait for the phone scan. I know that it's been 2 weeks since we've been on the air.
Yeah.
And I could think of no better way to start today's show.
Right.
Than with a little ad-libbed comment.
Okay.
You know, quite often we work with the script.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'd like to just off the cuff.
Yeah. Right. Clear your throat.
Yeah.
Maybe a sip of beverage or something.
Let me just collect my thoughts. I guess if I was to say anything at this point, I would say, on February 3rd, I said a word that was inconsistent with Infinity policy and which I thought would be edited. I want our listeners to know this was not intended for air, and I apologize to any of our listeners who may have been offended.
There it is.
So there, and don't let this sound mislead you. That was heartfelt.
Right.
From the blood pumper, from the old BP.
Mm-hmm.
Because never have we seriously come so precariously close to seriously being fired.
Wow. We did, and it was very close, and it was a first for us
in
our careers.
We've been suspended before, and I know a lot of you people that listen to this show, and thanks for listening. Sorry about the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, don't complain to us. Not only this time, not only did they suspend us.
My banker is sorry about the last 2 weeks also.
Yeah. They, for the first time ever, and in a move that may be challenged legally at some point, they took money away from us. you know, our salary.
Wow.
And said, don't come to work, you know.
For, you know, for a week and a half. And, it was frustrating. Mm-hmm. And,
we wanted to come to work and, mm-hmm. and, they said no, and they were very mad, and there were talks about a termination.
That's the word they used, and you know, firing is one thing, but when they say the word termination, it has kind of an Arnold Schwarzenegger
feel. So permanent.
Yeah. And I know, like I said, a lot of you guys think, unfortunately, you know, maybe someday you'll believe us. The next time when they fire our asses, you'll finally believe us that we weren't crying wolf all these times when they would take us off the air.
It's truly amazing, and I would say it's amusing, but it's not, to read in various sources when they say, is it a publicity stunt? And it's kind of frustrating, and it's very frustrating when you're not collecting a check.
Not a publicity stunt when, you know, well, first off, to take it away.
We've never done a publicity stunt that was that expensive.
No.
Hey, I would say, for the money,
yeah.
There should have been a hell of a lot more publicity.
Could have come up with something better.
I agree. Yeah. If there's one thing that concerns me, I think you're right. For what was coming out of our pockets, well, you know, they should have shouted it from the highest mountaintop. But I suppose... at the time,
yeah,
it's probably a good thing that there wasn't.
Just our luck that Janet Jackson shows her teeth on television mm-hmm. 2 days before.
Mm-hmm.
We had an unfortunate accident,
yes.
And all of a sudden, there's our boss, Mel Karmazin, in front of Congress,
mm-hmm.
saying, you had a bad day.
Yes. You don't think, ladies and gentlemen, you don't think that's effing serious?
Mm.
When my phone rings and they say, oh, are you watching C-SPAN?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. It's your boss, Mel. Yeah, he's in front of Congress.
Talking about this show.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's about Janet Jackson. No, it's not. He's just talking about how you had a bad day.
Yeah, he talked about everything, but you were in there, right? In front of all those Congress people.
Congress.
And that's when they were still talking about, you know, canning our asses. Yeah. So, don't be mad, as you always are, when we are not here for an elongated period of time.
We would have liked to be here.
I know that you didn't believe us before when we would say we were suspended, and trust me, we really were suspended every time. They never took money away or threatened to fire us. I mean, they sent us bad letters before. You know, it's never a good sign when you get a registered letter from your employer.
No.
At home. We've gotten registered letters before, but this was the first time. The phone rings, so I'll tell you what happened. The show happens the day of the show with the apology happens. Mm-hmm. And the next morning, my phone rings, and it's, incidentally, world of respect for this guy. I just want to say, a stand-up guy, and a guy who, in a knee-jerk society,
uh-huh.
became the knee-jerker of all knee-jerkers. I have a new respect
yes.
For the limits of moral accountability for Alan Linewand. I have had a very low opinion of this guy, our manager, before.
Right.
As just far as being a decent guy and standing up.
Right.
I mean,
I remember.
They call up and they say, what happened? And he said, as far as I'm concerned, they're gone. As far as I'm concerned, they're fired. They're out of here.
Get
That's
them
it.
Get them out. Pack their bags.
Wow. They're gone. So I get a call. Here's why I think this. Nobody says anything to me. I get a call on Wednesday. And Rob, no, I don't think this had anything to do with the Christmas party.
Are you sure? The fact that you didn't go to the Christmas party.
I don't
No, Rob, don't worry about it.
It all gets back
I don't think
to that.
So. It's, now it's almost 2 weeks ago, Wednesday. My phone rings. Mm-hmm. It's Alan. And he says, hey, I'm on the line with Linda. And Linda's a lawyer. And they prepare to read me a letter that said, you know, you did this and you can't go to work, and we're taking your money.
I had the same conversation with Alan.
I was going to mention that Mike had the next one, you know, and right. You can't talk to the media, and you can have no comment on this, and blah 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 blah. And oh yes, we're still thinking about firing you.
Right.
We'll let you know. Goodbye now.
Bye bye.
And then that was
it was a to say it was a. Tense 48 hours, 24 hours, it was indeed.
No, sure. But you know what we did? We circled the wagons,
mm-hmm.
said if that's that, if we're going down for that,
mm-hmm.
in this climate that we live in now, and you're going to have to give us a couple of minutes because Listen, the only reason that the president of our company, CBS, Mel Karmazin, was in front of Congress to begin with was the incredible knee-jerk overreaction to Janet Jackson's tea.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I know you've heard this a million times, but just hear me out one time on this. We have the war in Iraq. We've got terrorists. We've got all kinds of problems in this country that we cannot resolve. But Janet Jackson shows her boob on TV.
I was amazed.
I S you not.
Mm-hmm.
8 days later, it's on the floor of the Congress.
Right.
It's truly amazing. And I'm telling you, take us out of it, although it's impossible now because we've got the bullseyes on our back. It's a witch hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching these senators and I'm watching these congressmen and I'm watching all of them stand up and question. Well, what about the fact that you had this on during a commercial during the Super Bowl? There was a horse farting during the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
What about that, sir? And what took about
everything
and
apart.
You know,
it's so easy to do that. It's so easy to preach. It's so easy to sit at the top of the mountain and pretend that you are the definitive moral authority.
Mm-hmm.
And it is cause for alarm.
Yes,
it really is.
Yeah,
I don't like the climate right now.
No.
And it's going to
certainly cause for alarm in this studio.
Here's the deal. I'll tell you what you're going to get right now. You're going to get Don and Mike Light. That's what you're going to get because that's the only way that it can be.
It's too dangerous.
I'll say goddamn because as far as I know, that's legal.
Yeah, you're gonna say whatever they tell you can, and that's it.
That's right. And
the fact is,
listen,
you know, you're talking about. We're talking about making a living here, and it's very, very frustrating. And
scary.
But, you know, and I will tell you, to quote our fearless leader before Congress, the rules do tend to change. And that's one of the biggest frustrations.
Constantly.
And that's what we've been dealing with.
The FCC has a rule that says every community has its own standards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're running a national show, whether it's us or Stern or anybody, who's to say, let's just go in the markets that we're in. Who's to say that what is acceptable in Baltimore, Maryland, is acceptable in Salt Lake City?
Right.
Well, obviously, it's not.
Right.
And it's not up to us to make a show that's okay for Salt Lake and okay for Baltimore. We make a show. We put it on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. There are bigger problems in the world than disc jockeys and television shows. And it's an election year, and it's an easy time for these guys. And I heard this.
That's exactly right. It's very, very easy for politicians to do this, right?
I was in a car for hours upon hours. I'll tell you about this on my solo I'm Getting Fired road trip where I drove all the way down to Daytona, Florida.
Wow.
I heard the ads on all of these southern stations with these guys going, you know, hello, my name is Al Leanwand. Did the Janet Jackson expose at the Super Bowl outrage you? It did me too. That is why I am running for Congress.
Right.
I swear to you, I heard this from Florida through Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Richmond.
What amazes me about this is, if we're going to talk about the Janet Jackson incident, what amazes me about this is how many people I've spoken to that were watching the Super Bowl halftime show
mm-hmm.
that did not see it?
Didn't even see it.
Do you know really how most people in America, I truly believe this, mm-hmm. I don't have statistics or anything like that. Do you know how most people saw that? Most people saw it because it was downloaded on the internet the next day.
And then replayed on the news channels. And
That's when it became an issue. I think it happened so quickly.
Listen, it's a new age that we live in now, we can't say one goddamn thing without being worried that we're going to piss off somebody, that something that's said is going to offend somebody, when it's our job. We're hired to do a show, not to offend, but we're hired to do a show.
We're hired to make people laugh.
To make you laugh. And all we want to do is talk like the rest of you. And outside of the seven words, which are still, I still go back to the George Carlin album. You know, some of those seven, I'd have to think in the year 2004 are debatable.
Yes.
Some of the seven are debatable. Yeah. But beyond that, which the FCC has down in law, really, our guy Mel Karmazin said it right in front of Congress. He said it right in front of them, and he said it right also, meaning what he said was correct. Give us the roadmap. Tell us what's not funny.
Not funny, but tell us what if you've got a rule book that you want us to play by, give it to us, but don't change the rules all the time.
Right.
And don't change the rules now just because
don't change the rules for one person and let one person do something in one area of television or radio, mm-hmm. and then have a different standard for another area. It just doesn't make any sense.
And all these guys are getting, you know, their panties all in a royal wad about it, and all of them...
Can I say one other thing? And I said this to somebody who was asking me about indecency and the show and all of this. And I tell you, I've said this for the 18 years that we've been doing this show. I have said unequivocally that this show is not for kids. This is a grown-up adult show.
All right, Mike. Now I'll play. I watched enough of this C-SPAN. I'll be the guy.
You'll be the senator.
I'll be the. I won't be one of the senators that appears to be near dead.
Okay.
They have to get off life support to answer ask the question. I'll be
right.
One of the young up and comers.
Sure. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat.
Right.
But Mike, what you're talking about is something that comes over the public airwaves that that anybody could turn on while your young daughters. Could go down to the radio and turn it on and hear it, and that's coming into your home.
And just as they can turn it on, a parent or a guardian can turn it off.
But the deal in this country now is, and it's the media that's getting it, the deal is, I actually heard a guy in Congress actually say that it's the government's job to ensure the fact that if you're going to watch something on television, like the Super Bowl, it's the government's job to ensure that it's going to be G-rated.
Mm.
Hey, listen,
you know when
dudes,
you hear that, it gets a little scary.
There's a thing called the First Amendment, which everybody is seriously dancing around.
Mm.
And even our company now, there are things today, we'd like to talk about some things that we've been asked not to.
Yeah, a very important point that I would love to be able to talk about that I can. And who knows, maybe at a later date we will. It probably won't happen. We'll move by this. That's the way it'll be.
But it's a bad state of affairs.
You open the door for government to get into everything that we see, read, and hear.
Everything.
And you get into, I would believe, a dangerous situation.
So I got the TV on, and after I'm reeling from the fact that Mel has just been talking about us in front of Congress, me specifically saying I had a bad day.
Right.
This one guy says, well, let's think about all of America. Many families now are two-income families. The stuff that's on our television in the mornings, the Americans, they need the government to help them to say, listen, hello, dumbass. No, we don't. No, we don't need the government to make sure that there's nothing that a child could possibly hear.
You don't want that.
No, you really don't.
And you know, I will tell you also that this show, for a very, very long time, we walk up to the line a lot. We do. But the fact is, we policed ourselves, because with the way the rules change in this country, as far as what's accepted and what's not, we've had standards on this show. We're paid to come in here and make people laugh. That's what we're paid to do. And you know what? Great comedy. And I'm speaking specifically about comedy right now. Great comedy. In many cases, is based on irreverence.
Yep.
And that's the kind of comedy I know that a lot of people, myself included, enjoy. You're going to walk up to the line once in a while. But we have, for as long as we've been doing this show, there are many subjects that you could go down this road or go down that road. We do it. We do the best we can. We do the best we can within the parameters we have. And you know what? Those parameters have changed. When you were talking about Don and Mike Light, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, because now, unfortunately, because all of this happened during the week of the Janet Jackson thing,
mm-hmm.
because this happened, we somehow got sucked into this.
We did.
And now we are a part of this now.
I'm trying to say one thing, but I probably can't. I'll ask you during the break. You read your statement, and that's all. You know, it's just killing me.
For whatever, listen,
it's killing me.
Me and Mike, we're pissed. You know, and not only are we pissed about the fact that they took cash from us,
mm-hmm.
we're pissed about the fact that again, our show was taken off the air. Whether it was for a valid reason or not, none of our listeners were informed as to what action had been taken. We urged the people that run this place, we said, put out a press release.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to suspend us and take our money away. They said no. They said, what we're going to do is, if anybody calls us,
we'll tell them what the circumstances are.
We'll tell them that you've been suspended without pay for something that happened on the show.
Low profile.
Yeah, they want to low profile it. all the way and until it gets up in front of Congress. And then all of a sudden, it's big. And now it's so big that they almost fired us. And just to get on the air today, I mean, I'm not kidding you, to get on the air, how many phone calls and meetings we have to get back on the air today?
To say it was a stress-free morning would be inaccurate.
Right.
And
I'm learning to talk like a lawyer, incidentally. To say it was a stress-free morning would be inaccurate, Don. Thank you.
And I'll just say, it's the weirdest freaking place that I've ever been.
It sure is.
I understand the overreaction of my local managers, because they're getting the overreaction from their superiors.
Right. Yeah,
when you see it, that
came down the chain. I think that's what I understand.
When you see Mel sitting in front of Congress, just getting his balls busted about what's on TV and what's on radio. Listen, it's an uncomfortable environment to broadcast in. It's really uncomfortable, and every single day that we come to work and we want to do this show now, we're going to run the risk of getting fired. That's what they've told us. You know, we're not that important to the company. You know, nobody is that important to the company, except for Howard. Nobody's that important to the company. So whatever you do, guys, don't do anything crazy. Oh, but yeah, incidentally, go out there and stir it up the way you do.
Yeah. Pretty tough position to be.
Go out there and be crazy. Now, keep in mind,
the prime directive. Be crazy.
if it's my dime store, you know, I would have handled it totally differently. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, you tell me if I'm getting in a gray area here.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. It speaks to what I was going to say. And we can't talk about that. You know. The bottom line is that the rules and the climate has changed. Whether it has changed, as so many in politics would tell you, because of the climate in the country and the mood in the country, I'm not sure. I think you're talking about a particular incident that was viewed by probably more people than ever, you know, when something like this. And that's why they received the letters and the emails they did. I think that really, I've talked to a lot of people about that Janet Jackson situation, and, you know, most people didn't see it.
Right.
And the people that did see it say, oh, okay, whoop-de-doo. You know, and you know,
same deal on this show with a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. It's a mistake. Right. Okay. Fire me? Well, no, we're thinking about it. We're thinking about firing you. We're going to wait until
I will say, I'm not hurting anybody by saying this. It was a mistake.
We're gonna wait until we see exactly what the public reaction is until we decide if we fire you or not. It depends. I mean, Mike and I really heard this. It really depends.
That's the only thing I'm going to say, and you can tell me if I can't say, but I'm going to say it anyway. That it was a mistake, and
of course,
it's not your intention to have that on the air.
No.
I'm going to say that again because that has to be said.
Yeah.
No.
You know, while we're talking about this, I'm talking about it in a much more general way.
And I said this to the people involved in the station from day one, and said, yeah, hell, you know, I'll say it. Tomorrow, put me on tomorrow. I'll say, I even say, keep my money. I'll just get us back on the air.
Right.
But, you know, it's at that
I would
point,
not have come back on the air without getting paid.
It was at that point that I realized that it was all about this witch hunt.
Yeah.
And that what they were doing is they're torpedoing our ratings.
Mm-hmm.
They're torpedoing the ratings and all the stations that still broadcast this show. Because to you, the listener, you know, unless you go to, like, radioandrecords.com,
mm-hmm.
some industry site that has real industry news, you're not going to know that a word got on the air that shouldn't have gotten on the air, and that they overreacted and almost fired us and took us off the air without pay. There's no way you would have known that.
And I will tell you that whether we like it or not, and I think you get the gist of how we really feel about the situation, whether we like it or not, folks, these are the rules. And we have to play by these rules,
whatever the rules are.
And when they change, we have to play with them also. And is it frustrating? Yes, it is. Does it change the way we approach coming in here? It certainly does. I mean, I think in my mind, when it got into my head was the day I was listening to the congressional hearings. That's when the wheels began to spin, and it's a difficult position.
Talk about a pucker factor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've already got the pucker factor already because, you know, I'm still being told that we might be fired.
Right.
And Alan calls me up Alan, incidentally, great fortitude on Alan line one. Yeah. I just want to say he's behind you. He's behind you.
Until you make a mistake.
Some other way. Until something happens. He's behind you until you hit the first pothole.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he...
Now we know what his prime directive is. He told us, and we understand that. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. We understand a lot now. Yeah,
we sure do.
Mike. And hey, that's that. Hey, as I said before, you don't have to like the rules. We got to play with them. That's it.
It's Dynamite Light. Dynamite Light. So as not to get fined or get suspended again.
Right.
It's Dynamite Light. And we're to do our best to still do the regular show for you.
I will say that having this suspension and not being here, it's killing me because I realized, as you've known for years, just how therapeutic this show is. And when you're dealing with the situations, I mean, one of the greatest things about doing this show is if we can make people laugh by coming in here and bitching as loudly as we can about any particular thing that goes on in our lives. And I
want to tell you this, and Mike, I know where you're going with that, but I just want to say, it's not gonna happen unless seriously we do something about all of this brouhaha about broadcasting.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be freaking adults about it.
Well, we've been targets for years. Anyway.
If you have intercourse with another person and you have a baby, that baby's your responsibility. Besides diapering the baby, feeding the baby, clothing the baby, one of the responsibilities is if your baby goes to the TV and turns on the news and sees a dead guy laying on the ground and sees a body burning, it's your job as a parent to turn it off.
Amen.
Because that's what the kid's not supposed to see.
Right.
And that's something you could see on the news. But that's okay because that's the news.
I really wish there was more of a focus on personal responsibility. Mm-hmm. That's what we need. I really think hear people talk about that.
You don't think that I had to throw away my underpants? I S you not, no pun intended, the day that they said to me,
"Watch it, Pally."
Said, "Did you hear about the guy? One of these guys that was yelling at Mel. One of these guys that said he thinks putting people in jail with incarceration is the..." Hold on. The S word got through on the show that could put us in jail?
Well, let's look at our history. Where are some of the models, the society models for people being put in jail based on what they say on the radio? They're dictatorships!
Scary.
It's scary. It really is.
Be very afraid.
And let me tell you something. It's scary for... I think it should be scary for everybody.
Yeah.
When you come in and do this for a living now and you've got this thing, thing in front of you right mm-hmm. now, it's very, very scary.
But everyone should be worried.
It is. Yeah.
But as the great Mel Karmazin said, I am a good employee.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have a bad track record.
Well, you don't.
This. Mm-hmm. And it won't happen again.
But here, and I just want to say it one more time. It was a mistake.
Of course it was.
It was a mistake.
Of course. No, Mike, on purpose I meant to say it.
Right.
Because I'm really stupid like that, because I knew it would be a really great time to get taken off the air for 2 weeks. And the people that say to me, "Oh, you're doing it for the publicity." I said, "Dude," I said this to one guy yesterday, "exactly what publicity am I getting?"
Yeah. Right.
I've not seen Entertainment Tonight on my doorstep.
I think we basically suffered in silence on this one.
Mm-hmm.
I got another cold. Can you tell?
It barely made the trade papers.
I've been so stressed, I've gotten my third cold this winter.
And
I mean, my God, and excuse me, we've been on the air for 27 minutes, and A-Rod is playing for the Yankees.
And boy, does he look good in that Yankee suit.
And I will not use any language that I'd like to use.
Good night.
But you'll just continue to sound like Pat Goss.
B&E.
BG.
BG.
Well, listen, we got a break.
What a horrible week.
We got a horrible 2 weeks.
Oh, you don't even know.
A horrible two. Yeah, yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Amen, you don't know.
My car.
You don't know. Your car. Your car.
Your car.
Your car, my kid.
I know.
My wife.
Man.
My wife!
You know, it's only one thing went right for me last week. You know?
What's that?
A tremendously successful restaurant remodeling.
Oh, good.
Hi, Don.
Ah, great.
Because I'll tell you, if we can't say certain things,
it's nice to know.
I got to take advantage of it while I can.
It's been remodeled?
Okay. Both of you guys, unfortunately, have just had your microphones turned off. It's just me, Don. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No, sir.
Ever served in a forward area?
No, sir.
Ever put your life in another man's hands? asked him to put his life in yours?
No, sir.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
Do you feel me?
They like their cruelty the way they like their women. Naked. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, see that? We made it through the first break.
Yeah, how about that? No spilt milk. Good
they
job.
They didn't come in and yank us off the air.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Because really, all of this is, as always, a possibility in this very...
In this climate, I think that each and every word we speak could be our last.
Absolutely.
And I'm not talking about just getting pulled off the air. I'm talking about being killed.
These people. Everybody was calling about this. We will do a phone scan later. Mm-hmm. If there were any questions about this, just call now and get them out of the way.
Yeah. Because then we really do want to move on after that.
Because I do have, tickets to tell you about.
And you're not talking about free tickets to a concert.
Not like free tickets. No. Tickets. I went on a road trip.
You went on a real road trip.
When I was fired for 2 weeks.
How many hours did you drive total?
Oh, God, dude, the last day alone, 13 hours.
13 hours. That's, got in the car and drove.
That's from Daytona to D.C. 13 hours.
I sat in my room and cried.
Mike, I tried to do that, but then I realized where I really belonged during this time of being semi-fired.
Yes.
And when I knew my wife was really behind me, when she said, you know, don't worry, no matter what happens, even if you get fired, it'd be great. But she had to still go to work.
Right.
And go to school on her own.
Right, sure.
So I was left with nothing. I thought, where would I be happiest? I know. I'm going to be with people just like me. And I went down to Daytona.
Sure.
Yeah, baby.
To go to the race.
Come on, Don. What car do you like? You like the number 8 car?
I did manage to... I do have my picture with Michael Waltrip.
There you go.
In the number 15 car.
You had to say it, didn't you? You had to say it. Michael Waltrip in the number 15 car.
And that was predicated. It started by a trip down south to see my son at college.
Yes.
Because as
I just want to congratulate God's driver's son.
Yes. Mike, not only for the 500, but for the Hershey's Kisses 300. The little Hershey's.
Yeehaw!
300. Oh, I was there. God damn, I was there. Hey, Tom Gavin.
Hi, Tom.
Listen, we say
I do miss Tom.
We say that we're going to have one segment in which you can ask us anything about what happened.
Serious call.
This is the call we get.
But you see, it's a welcome voice to hear on the phone. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, I got a girlfriend on the line.
Do you really, Tom?
Yes, I do. Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Hi, honey. What
Hi,
are
Monica.
You? Are you a phone sex girl?
I met her on the Night Talk line.
The Night Talk line.
Okay.
That's great, Tom.
Do you know we call Tom the monster?
Yeah.
What do you like best about Tom?
He's sort of a sweet guy. I mean,
he is sort of a sweet guy. Don't we know that, Monica?
Monica, what do you think about us being suspended and taken off the air for 2 weeks without pay?
No, you have to put more of an effort forward than that, Monica. He asked you a direct question.
Come on, more than...
Well, I don't know.
Monica, I believe Tom has found his perfect match, though.
Uh-huh. Monica, have you ever asked Tom's D?
Not yet. I'm going down there Thursday, Don.
Okay,
where are you going, Tom?
I'm going down to...
Tom, don't give us an address, okay?
I'm not. I'm going down to Woodbridge on Thursday.
Woodbridge.
Is this the woman that you met in the parking lot at the Springfield Mall that had sex with you?
No, this is a different one.
Hey, Monica?
Yes?
Are you still the prettiest girl at the Mensa meeting?
All right, goodbye to both of you.
Bye.
Goodbye to both of you.
Much good health.
Yes.
Now, let's see, I'm looking
Godspeed,
at...
Godspeed, Monica.
I'm looking at the screen and, boy, there's a lot of questions that we can't answer.
Yeah, did we really make that clear? We can't talk about the details.
Let's take some of the questions. Dave, Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Let me just say, you have to, thank you, you have to be careful how you ask your question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I really miss you. I listen to you guys every day, and I listened on that day, and it was weird that it got through.
Okay, listen. One thing they've asked is that we don't
talk about the incident.
Recreate the moment.
We really can't do that right now, and maybe down the road we can. Okay.
Well, let me say this. I was just wondering. I figured it would be somebody else's.
Here's the deal on that.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, you could say that, but I won't say that because I'm the first line of defense.
Oh, okay.
That's valid, yeah. He's got a point. Your point is well taken also.
Yeah, I just want both there. One goes in, you know, with the other.
It was a mistake.
That's one of the things we weren't supposed to talk about.
It's hard taking phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, but great news,
Mike.
The iPods are here.
Oh, very good.
The iPods we were supposed to give away for Valentine's Day.
Excellent.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Mike in Reno.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, the words that you guys said came out over the air here in Reno. And I must say that I've heard a lot worse on Howard Stern and Tom Likas and all the other radio shows.
That's irrelevant to this discussion.
Yeah, I think what you're dealing with really is the climate, as Don mentioned earlier, and the fact that I think even those shows you mentioned, I think at a certain point, this is going to affect everybody, not just the Don and Mike show.
Now, did this affect your screeners? You know,
in what regard?
Well, from the conversation, the way it was going on, you were kind of testing the guys that were on the button.
Listen, this is what we can't.
Yeah, we really can't.
Can't talk about
that. You know,
listen, folks, use your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, it's just, unfortunately, we're not really allowed to talk about it. That's one of the requests they had, and We're in a pretty good frame of mind to do what they tell us now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, I was calling my local JFK. I'm in Baltimore.
Right.
And I was trying to find out, what the deal is and everything, and they wouldn't tell me anything. I heard from Howard Stern. He announced that you guys were done for 2 weeks. And I listened every day, but I didn't listen to the day where you guys did your incident or whatever. And I was just wondering why, they put me through the programmers and I get answering machines. Why was it such a secret?
Because it's the whole policy here. Because you have a story that was making national news,
mm-hmm.
What they wanted to do was put the fire out. And they said, well, if anybody calls, just say, I know that some of our stations just told listeners we had walked off again.
Right.
Some of our stations just said, I don't know, maybe they're on vacation.
Yeah.
Well, The point is, there was no massive alerting of our affiliates, and this was part of our problem with this. There was no way to let our listeners know what had happened.
So exactly. People were left to guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we've explained everything. We've, we were gone. We were suspended without pay for about a week and a half.
Hello. Actually, it's 2 weeks, Mike. Monetarily, it's 2 weeks.
Oh, it is?
Yes. And today,
I didn't know that.
Technically, today, we're here working for free.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Technically, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Goodbye. I'll see you tomorrow. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
How you doing? What can we do for you?
Oh, we missed you, Don.
Hey, is this the guy doing Major Bill?
He's doing the way you and I talk when it's serious.
We had a lot of conversations.
And Mel Comison, he just looks so sad. He could have used baby Lyman.
Major Bill Smith.
I want to tell you something about Mel Karmazin. They were busting his balls, and very unrightly so, mm-hmm. about this whole thing. And he was having, in my humble estimation, he was having to just take it. It's like the NFL turned to him and said, well, it's your fault that...
Oh, yeah, I mean, I got that impression.
That her breast got on TV.
Tagliabue said he would have preferred Andy Williams in the halftime.
No, actually, Mel said that. Mel said that. Tagliabue pretty much just sat there with his nostril hairs coming out as Mel was put on the defensive over and over again.
And I really think in that situation, I mean, and it really, I know it sounds like we're blowing smoke up our boss, but I'll tell you, he handled it. I was very impressed with the way he handled it. I think he said a lot of what needed to be said. And I think really in that situation, I mean, he was in the jaws of the lion right there. And I think he pleaded his case pretty well.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I've missed you guys so much.
Thank you. We're very sorry we were gone.
Oh, dude, you guys, it's been real tough because
I got an actual question for you, though. Since you guys were put on suspension, why were they playing, like, best of?
What would you rather have them do? Just sign off?
I don't know. At least give us a little something instead of just playing a bunch of old stuff that we already heard.
Well, exactly.
Great old stuff.
Exactly what would you have the stations do?
I don't know. Put you guys back on and realize that you have so many listeners that love your guys.
Thank you. Listen, here's what, now listen, and this is, you're the perfect type of guy that we got to get this message through to. What you have to do you vote? I never thought I'd say this on this show. Do you vote?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. You're dead to me. Goodbye.
You may want to rethink that.
Goodbye. I'm serious about this, that we have to vote. We have to vote. We have to find these dicks that are making these rules.
The witch hunt.
And I mean, I'm talking, you know, this witch hunt is just going to crank up in the next
month. Well, I don't know about that. I think that really, everybody I talk to about this subject, I think that a lot of these politicians are doing this for not the noblest of reasons.
Right.
And they're doing it because they think that it's the popular sentiment, and they think that going out and going after entertainment is the way to solve the world's problems. I disagree, and I think a lot of people disagree.
Let them know that, too.
Yeah, well, it sure does seem that the people who think that way, like you and me and the people that listen to the show, that voice sure ain't being heard.
It isn't being heard because it's not a popular thing to say, and it makes you, it doesn't make you look good when you say it. I mean, when you come out and tell the truth and you explain yourself, it's not the most popular way. When you're talking about people taking personal responsibility over their own kids, people don't want to hear that.
No.
They want to hear, you know, you big man with the money, you put that on television, you bad guy, you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at one
take
point,
it off. You.
At one point, one of these women, I use that term loosely because it was hard to tell the difference sometimes, was standing up there and said to Mel, "You, sir, are in the business of putting this product on the air, sending it over the airwaves, and earning millions of dollars in profit." And I'm watching it like going, that to me, that's like the American dream.
Yeah.
Right?
When that's what you do.
He's taken nothing and he's built it into something fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Who decided these people are the moral police? And listen, a bad word got through on our radio show. Millions of kids didn't see a teeth. Why'd we get fired for 2 weeks? I'm serious.
Yeah, it's a good way of writing it, too.
We would have come in and read that apology the next day.
We would have.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
I didn't know it was 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's 2 weeks tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the 2 week day of them calling us up.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Welcome back. Screw everybody else. Can I have an iPod?
No.
That's good. He got right to the point, didn't he?
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. We'll do that during
welcome
the phone
back.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I got a question, Don, Mike, and this is serious. I'm going to try to word this very, very carefully. How long do you guys got to go through this, sitting on pins and needles, till you find out what's the final outcome, as well as, if you guys are fired, I'm going to tell you right now, I will eject, goddammit, from this show. I will eject from CBS.
Okay.
You will eject, he said.
He will eject.
Mm-hmm. That sound like something else to you, too?
No, it's the eject.
I'm freaked out about that.
It's the eject guy. He always ejects.
Yeah, I appreciate the sentiment. The truth is, we don't know.
Well, I think we know the end game now, but I mean, we paid our dues, and we took our lumps.
We know the end game now. It means we have to act like Rick D's.
Hi there.
Hello.
Super afternoon to each and every one of you.
Don and Mike Show.
And that doesn't always work, being Rick D's.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike, are you there? All right, how about this? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, did you see the Little People show on Fox last night? Just changed the whole subject. Turner's whole...
You mean the Elfin show?
The Littlest Groom?
The Littlest Groom, yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Let us get past our life-altering moment here.
All right, just wanted to turn it all around. We're going to put the back show on track.
Okay, come
thank
on.
You for your... Oh, we appreciate... You know, he is trying to help us.
I know he is. Wait for the phone scan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I just, I'm phoning from Canada here. I barely get you guys. I just,
How you enjoying that Conan O'Brien show? How you enjoying late night with Conan O'Brien?
It's a dog. It's not even a real dog.
It's a puppet.
It's a puppet.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here. Canadians have no say on this show today either.
Conan O'Brien, I watched the whole, the rebroadcast that they put on Comedy Central, and, And he had a guy at the end of that show, some Canadian singing the hockey song, and wow, it really, I might have changed my view of Canada.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Don and Mike. Yo, long time no talk. It's Sir Charles.
Yes, Sir Charles.
Hey, I've been here and I've been listening, and I don't like the fact that there's a controversy over all this. And I just want you all to remember one thing.
What's that?
You said it last year. The Super Bowl is gay. Thank you.
The Super Bowl is gay.
Don and Mike, hello. It seems we've about...
Yeah.
Our press conference with our listeners is just about over.
I think we've covered all the bases.
On this topic. Hello.
Helen Thomas, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Helen?
Hi. Yes?
What's going on, guys?
Please. No
Welcome
more pictures.
Back.
Last call. Yes. Hi. Go ahead.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
You said that already after you said what's going on.
We appreciate it.
I keep getting the feedback here. Anyway, hey, you guys. Look, man, appreciate everything you do, but I want to know what is going on with Gordon Liddy, man. For 2 weeks, this guy's been knocking you guys.
Well, can I ask you one question before we answer that one?
Why am I listening to him, right?
No, what's your favorite car?
Oh,
who's your driver?
Hey, unfair, Mike. Unfair.
What?
Unfair. You're stereotyping this man as an idiot.
Yes, now there's certain things I will never give up.
I don't doubt that he's an idiot, but just because he likes NASCAR.
I don't think that idiots like NASCAR. Most of my friends love NASCAR.
Who's your favorite driver?
I don't know who won the 500.
You're not a fan of NASCAR?
No, not at all.
You see another stereotype shattered.
Mm. There you go.
He's shattered.
So he's just
guys.
So he's just a dumb guy.
Sorry, guys. Nah, just a dumb guy to ride Harley.
Yeah, don't worry about Gordon Liddy. He's got to do something to pay for those handsome billboards.
And Gordon Liddy right now. Listen, Mike and I, if we're fired, we'll be okay. You know why? Because we'll find another job. Hold on. Just hear me out here. Because I know that Gordon is very fond of mathematical, equations and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Niners.
Here's how it works, Gordon. It's 2004. Within 10 years, you'll be dead. it's just the truth.
That's it.
It's just the truth. And any year that you go beyond that, you'll be beating the odds. So, Gordon, keep talking about us. Keep talking about us until the day you freaking die.
Such a brave man, Gordon Liddy, too.
Yes.
Picks his spots, to take us on. What better time to take on the Don and Mike show than when we're suspended without...
Hey, listen, I got news for Gordon Liddy. We are low on the Westwood One food chain. We are low on the national syndication chain. But I got news for you, old man. I'm looking down at your dyed mustache from my spot on the ladder, okay? You have your dancing shoes standing by, and I'll get mine, because that's a grave we're dancing on.
I've missed this. I have missed
that.
Guys.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Hey,
bye-bye now.
Back,
thanks
man.
For not listening.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Moron.
That will officially end our press conference on our suspension.
Thank you. I'd like to end it on a high note like
so,
that.
So don't be pissed at us, and don't throw this in our face, and don't do anything except listen.
Please.
Because you got to listen a lot more now, because this is where the company has really screwed us.
Oh, yeah. We need help now. We really do. We want you all to listen and tell your friends to listen.
I mean, man, we're in the ratings.
It's catch-up ball.
We're in the ratings, and they just said for 2 weeks, screw it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it, and that's, again, Alan, if you're listening in the back room, that's what I love about you. I love the fact that you're fast with the decision. And even when you realize it's the wrong decision, you don't go back and change it. You stick with it. You say, I'm going to keep them off the air. I'm going to take money out of my radio station's pocket. I'm going to take money out of their pocket. I'm not going to tell their listeners what's going on. But gosh darn it, I sure have covered my own ass.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
That cue from Mike.
I'm going to do that a little more this time around, too. Okay.
That cue means it's time to break. Yeah. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you hired the entire staff back then.
I know. I did good, huh?
No. This would have been the perfect time to get Miss fucking Deadwood in the office.
Oh, come on. Phil does a good job.
I don't mean Phil.
Oh, you mean Paula?
I'm not saying that some of these people are useless. They should be cut out of here like cats. Hello, children.
Look at you, all back where you belong. Oh, God, does my heart good. The whole family is here.
All right, what, are you going to start singing?
The Don and Mike Show.
They like holes, not poles. Don and Mike.
And not that we were done with phone calls until the phone scan, but you know, we keep our phone lines open for a reason. And
we
if
do.
If this guy's on the level, so to speak,
yeah,
this could be quite timely. We are on in San Francisco.
Yes.
We got a guy who says he's a gay guy in line to get married in San Francisco.
Well, that's going on out there.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Are you in line?
Hi, Don. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're not.
Come on, you're doing the fake fag voice.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You're not really in San Francisco.
Hold on, you want to talk to my partner then? Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Hi, Donald. Hi, Michael.
Okay, all right. Forget it.
See, that's what
that's
we'll...
going on out there, though.
Yes, well, it is.
Yes, you're goddamn right it is. And listen, really, I'm no homophobe at all, but... Don't you feel weird like me? And it's the double standard, which, of course, it's okay for women.
Right.
Yes. When they're showing this on the news, and you see where they go, you're now pronounced man, and you see the girls kiss, you look at that and you go,
Yeah.
Even the ugly, you know, dykey ones.
Yes.
Then it's the two guys kissing.
Right.
And that it's that when you go...
That bothers you?
You go, yuck. Yuck.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand that. I don't know what you're talking about. I look at it and I consider it fine.
First, Mike, all of God's creatures are created equal, and then I don't want to get fired. But it's
it doesn't bother me.
What do you want to say?
I don't like it when the women kiss. I kind of like it when the guys kiss. It turns me on.
My homo delight is the Fab Five.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure.
Because you never see them kissing. They're just being they're being gay,
uh-huh.
and they're being artistic.
Yeah. Well, that's because most of them are dead now.
And they're decorative.
Are you talking about the Beatles? Oh, that's the Fab Four.
Yes. I thought you were doing an AIDS joke.
No, of course not. I would never do that. Not in this climate.
I know you would not.
The Fab Five are the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
That's right.
And don't they have a show that's coming out now that's going to be Straight Eye for the Queer Guy?
Yes, they do.
Yes, yeah, they are. Correct on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, let's see, how long ago were we fired? And I drove my wife crazy by saying fired.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Really until 10 o'clock this morning... We were fired.
Right.
We didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I would say to her, like, the first day that this happened, and I love my wife. She's so great that I know she loves me because she loved me when I was just a schmuck with no money and bankrupt. And now here I am still a schmuck. Got a couple of nickels to rub together. But, you know, look at this.
Must be nice.
But look at this. About to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, Frida.
Yeah.
Says to me, baby, don't worry about it. You've been through this before. Come on, it's been a long time since we've been through this drill. You're fine. So she's great with
you. You know what, and I will say this. It's nice when an ex-wife says that to you, too. And I got that from my ex-wife, and I want to thank her publicly for that, because she was very cool about it. It is nice.
Then I said to Frida, well, what am I going to do for these 2 weeks that I'm fired? Maybe it'll be more than 2 weeks. And she said...
Yeah, I know where you can go.
She said, well, why don't you... get on a plane and go somewhere. I said, I don't want to do that. Then I had the thought, I got a kid in college.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a road trip. I'll drive down to South Carolina.
Right.
I'll see my kid.
There you go.
So I get down there, and it's a 9-hour drive down to Clemson, mm-hmm. South Carolina, and I see him, and it actually turned out being great with both of us that... he did laundry for the first time, I believe, maybe the second time since he's been in college.
Wow.
Now he's come home a couple
of times. How's that room smell?
He's come home a couple of times. This is how bad it was. When I arrived down there, I gave the call. He was in class, and I said, hey, I'm here. Why don't we meet over at the dorm? And he said, no, Dad, why don't we meet somewhere else? So we met somewhere else, and I said to him, listen, I'm not the commandant here. I'm not the inspector, but... I want to see your dorm room. Because we were here, Mom, and I took pictures when I came. And he said, well, the only problem is that there's dirty laundry everywhere. I said, I'm down with that.
Right.
I'm okay. He said, no, Dad, you don't know. every piece of clothing that I own is dirty. And it's piled up around my bed and up in my closet. And I was looking at the shirt that he had on. He had like a Warren Sapp shirt on or something. And there were stains on that.
Oh, dear.
And he said that was the cleanest shirt that he had.
Oh, God.
And then I was, you know, the whole time I'm there, I'm on this very delicate balance because
right.
I'm there because I love him and he's my son and because I think I'm going to get fired and I just, you know, I want to be with him. And because my wife, this is why I love her so much, God bless her, she said to me, get out.
Yeah.
She said, listen, I've got...
Were you driving her nuts?
Yeah, she. Mm-hmm. My wife's got a job. My wife is going to college. She said, you're no good to me here. Just... Mm-hmm. Get out. Just get out. You know, if you get fired, fine. You'll find another job. But you'll drive me crazy for 2 weeks mm-hmm. if all you do is hang around the house and say, do you think I'm getting fired today? So I go down to see him, and he won't let me see his room.
So this is even after you ask specifically to see it?
Yeah, and then what I finally got out of him was the negotiation. Because remember, I'm there not to bust his balls, and I'm not one of these guys that says, hey, I got to go down there and be friends with my son. You know?
Right.
No, listen.
You are dad.
I'm his dad, mm-hmm. but I'm his friend. And,
right.
and listen, the dad part of me wants to see his room. He finally just said, you're going to have to give me some time to do laundry. And I said... Okay, now as it turns out, I said, here's the good news. I'm fired for at least 2 weeks.
And how much time will you require to do that laundry? 8 days.
The first night that I was there, he didn't do it. The second night that I was there, while I was sleeping, he stayed up all night and did 13 loads.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That is a
13,
lot.
13 loads.
That's got to be exhausting, I would think.
Sure.
13 loads.
Really?
When I call him up, or I guess whenever, it's Sunday morning, I'm going to leave. I call him up and I say, hey, I'm leaving now. I'm going to head down south. I'm going to keep going to Florida. How about we have breakfast? He said, great. I'll be down and meet me in front of my dorm. I said, okay. And then he said, and if you want, come up and take a look at the room.
Hey, okay.
So I think, all right, I pull up at Sunday morning. I pull up in front of my kid's dorm. He comes downstairs. I go up. I look inside, and it is, on the BART scale, relatively clean.
Relatively clean.
I expected much worse. Uh-huh. I said
this
to him,
this is after, like, an all-nighter of cleaning.
I said, where's the laundry? He said, the laundry's downstairs. I said, how many dryers and washers did you use? He said, well... 13 loads, and there are 8 dryers downstairs, and all of my clothes are in all of the 8 dryers.
Oh, I would have killed him.
Wow. Wow. I would have killed him.
We walked down to
Did
his...
he get in any altercations?
No, we walked down to the laundry room. Now, this was very early in the morning, 8 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Wow.
We go to... He's been up all night doing this laundry.
Saturday night into Sunday morning. That's fine.
Right. We go down there, and my kid is incredulous because... His stuff has been moved out of the dryer. It's been put on the table. You know, lucky that more stuff wasn't done to it.
Right.
He said, Dad, I don't believe this. Look at this. Like, they moved my clothes. I said,
I was only using 8 dryers.
I said, you were using the entire room. So then it took us, keeping in mind that we had hampers and we folded, and there was that...
You're
that,
a sucker.
Then there was that...
You are such a sucker. There's a reason he said come over to the dorm. He wanted you to help him with that.
Oh, no. You know, and even if that's the case, if all he wanted was for me to help him carry it upstairs...
Right.
That's a small price to pay, because he had to go through all this crusty, scummy, smelly...
Well, and after, like, you know, doing it in the middle of the night and all night, he probably was very, very tired.
So then we went down and took us 3 trips between downstairs and upstairs to his room.
Yeah. Had breakfast at about 3 p.m.
To put everything in. Went to the Waffle House, which is where you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had a nice breakfast.
Yum, yum.
And got in my car and drove away. Now... It's at this point that
you've got some literature. You have some sort of documentation. They look like citations.
The Don and Mike Show is the lawman's friend.
Oh, I'd like to say that. We have wonderful people in law enforcement all over this country that listen to this show.
First and foremost. Yeah. You know, and it's too bad, Mike, we've been canceled everywhere. We can't seem to keep radio stations, but at some time or another, we've been on almost everywhere in America.
Yes.
One of the places that we were on was Greenville, South Carolina.
We were popular in Greenville.
And Clemson, the school my kid goes to, is about an hour from there. So here's my thought. I leave my kid on Sunday, and I've still got the better part of the week, because my wife's working and doing this other stuff, I'm going to take a road trip. I'm going to go down south.
Right.
I might get as far as Miami, but then again, you got Daytona. Maybe I'll go there. I'll go to the race.
Okay.
So, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the whatever the highway is, Highway 8, whatever the main one is in South Carolina. Speed limit is 65.
Wonderful speed limit.
Yeah.
I have my, and we had just had this discussion on the show a couple weeks ago. I had my cruise control at 72.
Okay.
Now, as I'm driving on the road, it's very early. According to the officer's report, it's 8:30 when he writes me the first ticket.
Ooh.
It's 8:30 a.m. The first one was a warning. Let me tell you how this prick works. There are only two cars. It's a two-lane highway. Both lanes going the same way. There's the divider, and the couple lanes going back the other way.
Right.
Speed limit 65. I see this cop. He's rolling up alongside of me. I see him. And what I'm doing is I'm looking at my MapQuest. My kid has printed out for me MapQuest,
right,
with how to get from South Carolina down to Florida. It's
okay.
Not an easy shot to get on 95. If you take some shortcuts through Georgia,
right,
you can actually get to 95 much quicker.
Mm.
So I'm just looking at this thing. I'm on I-85, and I'm looking, trying to see, okay, how far is it to the next thing? Now, keep in mind, there are no cars on the road. It's just me and this other guy, and he's about three car lengths in front of me. All I'm doing is looking at the paper. I'm holding it up and looking at the paper in the daylight, keeping the car going at whatever this rate is. He slows down.
Your left tire on the median. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I'm joking.
I don't even notice the guy.
Kicking up dust.
I hear, beep, beep.
Oh.
He's in front of you?
No, he's behind me.
Okay.
I've not even noticed that he's that he's behind me. I'm like, what the F? But he's a cop, right? So
got to stop.
Stop him.
You have to play by the rules, Buzz.
Comes up to the car, and he says, noticed you were reading something. And I said, no, not really reading. And I held it up. I said, it's MapQuest. It's just, I'm taking a shortcut going from I-85, like, to 2, cutting over to 4,
right,
to get down to 95. Mm-hmm. He said, he looked at it, and he said, yeah, that'll get you to 95. I said, great. He said, I need your license and registration, please. I said, excuse me, but what was I doing? He said, well, you were reading, and there is bright sun coming up over the top of the hill. I said, come on. And he said, I can give you a regular ticket, or I can give you a warning ticket. And I said, I guess a warning ticket. So this was step number one. South Carolina Department of Public Safety, blah, 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 public contact warning, writes my name, 8:30 a.m., nature of contact.
Mm-hmm.
He just put a check mark through other and didn't bother to write what it was and sent me on my way. Here's the part by the cop. You don't know why he's pulled you over.
Right.
He's just a prick. Wants to write me a ticket for looking at MapQuest while I'm driving. Okay.
Right.
So, we get back on the road. Same road. Same speed limit. My cruise control set at 72. He's driving along. He's in the left-hand lane. I'm in the right-hand lane. He's doing, I don't know, maybe 70. Everybody, you know how this goes. When you get on a road and there's a cop,
mm-hmm,
everybody's afraid to pass the cop.
They stay back.
I've got the cruise control on going 72 and a 65. It's South Carolina. It's the Dukes of Hazzard, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. I see the cop. The cop has just given me a warning ticket 5 minutes ago.
Right. Young or old?
Young, a cowboy. So, I'm driving down the road. I'm in the right-hand lane. 72 on the cruise control. 65 on the speed limit. I go past him. The next thing you know, now I can't figure it. Guy comes back to the car and he goes, license and registration. I said, I don't believe this. He said, license and registration. I said, hold on, what did I do? He said, I got you doing 72 and a 65. I said, yeah. He said, right, license and registration.
Oh, wow.
I only give one warning. I said, everybody else was driving the same speed, and when you pulled me over before for looking at MapQuest, You didn't say anything then that I was doing
right.
Anything. He said, I had you logged in at 72 as well. I said, yeah, I was going 72. He said, and the speed limit is 65. License and registration.
Oh, wow.
So I give him the license and registration, and I'm thinking, well, maybe there's a chance that the guy's going to go back to his car and he's going to, you know, give it a second thought and give me a warning. Guy comes right back up to the car and says, here you go, $74. I urge you to pay this immediately. Your court date is, you know, sometime in the month of February. Sometime very
right.
Soon. Then he says to me, I'm going to allow you to pull away in front of me. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, don't take an attitude with me. I'm going to allow you to leave this scene in front of me. And I finally figured out what he's saying is that if he pulls out and then I pull out and I happen to pass him again, the prick's going to write me another ticket.
I'll take you to jail.
So he's like, go on, get.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Meanwhile, I'm driving on 85, 80, Route 95, where the speed limit is 70 and 75. And I got people passing. Everybody knows this. People pass me doing 100.
Yep.
I go to Butt Scratch, South Carolina.
Well, your state. It's South Carolina.
Yeah, I know, and I know that it's how they have to make their money.
No, do you know that in South Carolina, I had a friend of mine, went down to play golf, down in Myrtle Beach. He gets into he's on one of the interstates in South Carolina. He has a park police officer from the nation's capital, a federal marshal, and two D.C. city cops.
And
they get pulled up. They're all in the car. There was one other guy. This was one of those big vans that they were driving. They get pulled over. There were five badges. Five badges in the car. They still got the ticket.
Yeah.
And they told the guy that they were all on the job, which normally in the code of police officers, I think South Carolina, I have gotten more.
That was just a prick. And
out of state tickets in South Carolina than any state in the union.
And I was so all over him with G officer. I didn't know. And even when I said to him, at one point when I got past being polite with him, I said, listen, you just wrote me this. He said, I noticed you'd crumpled that up. But the warning ticket.
Oh.
I said,
and you had.
Yeah, of course you had. I said, you had just written me this 5 minutes ago. I saw you in my rear view mirror. I said, and this is where I think I got him, and I know what to do. I said, you're playing a game. It's like you're daring me to pass you when everybody knows that there's this cushion area. I said, it seems to me that if you have a sign on the road saying minimum speed 45, that's certainly...
Sir, step out of the car. Step out of the car and remove your clothes, please.
Spread
your
legs. Certainly, at some point, you'd say, come on, 72 and a 65. So anyway...
We got a real smart guy from up north here, Buford.
Anyway, I ended up just saying to the guy, that's fine. You know, listen, Barney, see you in court.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if I was to go back down for the court appearance, Mike, we'd miss a day of work.
And be fired.
Yeah, and we'd be fine. So it's $74 for the state of South Carolina.
Yeah, wow. Here comes that big city boy coming back down for his court date. Well, hello, Mr. 72 and a 65. Hello there, Mr. Reed, your map quest when the sun's directly in your eyes. We got something to do about you down here.
Ain't that something?
It sure is.
Don Geronimo in Walking Tall, Part 3.
All right. We got a break.
Wow.
I do have to tell you, though, after that, out of escaping South Carolina.
Buford, I think this boy's got something in a body cavity.
I did make my way to, and Mike, you're going to hate this, but it's true, my people.
Yes.
My people down in Daytona.
I am gratified that you made this pilgrimage, and I know that you, for a long, long time, have wanted to commune with these people.
My wife, Frida. Really, seriously, she thinks I am nuts because I called her and every day I would call her and say,
right,
outside of the fact that we're getting fired,
right,
I still thought we were.
Sure.
Right. I'm having the best time that I've had, like as good as a Super Bowl time.
Really?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Your people.
Mike.
Is there a broadcast in our future?
I would love to.
I'd love to, too. That'd be fantastic.
And everybody that I met told me that the Daytona is, you know, the Super Bowl of
it is.
NASCAR.
The difference between NASCAR and everything else, they have their Super Bowl at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and it's pretty great. And as I found out, if you just pull into Daytona USA, which is right in front of the Daytona Speedway, if you just pull your car in there and tell the guy that you work for CBS, You don't have to wait in line 2 hours to park.
Great. Now you've ruined it for everybody. Now everybody's going to do it.
Well, you know what you have? You know what I just happen to carry with me?
Your ID? Your CBS ID?
Yeah, the one from Philadelphia.
Oh, there you go.
Right, because it says Viacom on it.
Sure.
Even though we got fired from that job, I still have the ID, and I have the ID that has the magnetic thing on the back.
Right.
That lets you in the door at WYSP. All right. So when I pulled up to the guy, I said, hi, how you doing? I'm with Viacom. And technically, I still was at that point. I haven't been fired yet. Yeah. I said, I was told my crew said to park right around back here, and he said, yes, sir. Hold on just a second. Yeah. He moved away those wooden horses, and boom, I had me a parking spot.
And then you looked in your rearview mirror, and there was that South Carolina officer.
Boy, Jesus Christ.
Was he state or city or county?
He was the state of South Carolina.
Statey.
One of those guys with the plastic smoky bear hat.
Sure, very short hair.
One of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of them cowboy guys.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Mr. Sorche, we're going to have to take a look inside. Inside.
Got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I get you something?
Some more folk butter laying into the bone. Take me up. Take me.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and
wants
to know if you can help him.
All right. Would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Who he?
Just hang loose, blood. She's going to catch up on the rebound on the med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama didn't raise no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cut us some slack, Jack. Chomper want to help? Chomper get the help.
Say can't hang. Say seven.
That's your...
Boogie.
Erections lasting longer than 4 hours, though rare, require immediate medical help.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's raining yellow.
Here's the question. Is anyone listening?
Cleansing your ears with a verbal enema. Don and Mike.
Here we are. Poster boys for the Witch Hunt of 2004.
Howdy!
It's Janet Jackson's teeth at our radio show.
Right.
Two of the things that are ruining America, according to Congress.
But here we are, back in the saddle once again, attempting, as we are oft wont to do, to make you laugh.
Here we go. So back to the show, and we are going to have a radio related topic here in just a second.
So you're on the road to Mexico.
No, I'm on the road to Daytona.
Ah, okay.
And in the interest of time, because we got other stuff we want to get to today, including a phone scan, I'll just say that here's the difference between going to a Super Bowl, which we're privileged enough to go to, and the Daytona 500.
Right.
It's all the same setup. It's all the same crap. It's all the same junk.
Yeah.
However, about 50% cheaper.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Than it is at a Super Bowl.
Well, that's good.
And I found...
Because they're appealing to the heartland.
I found the people, as opposed to the people at the Super Bowl, which is a lot of either bling-bling guys...
Right.
You know, coming
corporate
out...
Corporate America.
It's either... At the Super Bowl, it's either like, you know, yo, where's the party? Yo, or... hello, we're from a Fortune 500 company.
Yeah, and the occasional, like, super fan that has a lifetime opportunity. It's
saved up.
Yeah, but I'm telling you.
But really, it's a lot of the money crowd.
Yep.
Down there, it's real Americans. And Rob, let me just say, you love it. Like, 99.99999% white.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Although, I saw when I... when I got in, one day I went to the Gatorade 125, and when I was watching, there was some NASCAR guy that was walking around and, like, doing PR. There were some media people interviewing him, talking about how NASCAR is diversifying, and,
right?
You know, doing all they have the equal opportunity. And meanwhile, I'm looking around just at a sea of pale faces. Yeah. Come on, who are you fooling?
Right.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We know.
You know, we know what you're trying to do, but... I loved it, and I drove my wife nuts because she said, that's so rednecky, but you watch it on TV, maybe you'd like it if you saw it in person. And let me tell you, it's like what people say with hockey. You see it in person, and
yeah,
you go,
it's a different sport.
Christ, I'm thinking about, now that I'm not fired, I'm thinking about buying a camper.
Ah,
right.
I mean, no, I wouldn't really.
Following the race around?
Not really.
This is what a lot of people do. A lot of people get in their camper.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And just drive from race to race.
Yeah.
And as it turns out,
it's supposed to be a great party. Daytona Week is supposed to be a great party.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Based on the fact that I knew nobody yet had a most outstanding time.
And I have to applaud NBC, who put the race in high def this year, and it looked fantastic.
It did.
Even I who don't follow NASCAR.
Yeah, it was incredible. I saw a little bit of it in high def.
So when you're there.
Where?
Oh. Well, no, I'm not going to. So you're asking me because you're trying to bust my balls that I don't have high def yet. I did. I saw it on. You know what? I'll be nice. I saw it on another television.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's nice to watch it at your house, though.
Okay, Rob. Thanks.
So,
thanks. I'm being very well disciplined.
So I'm watching this, and it's fun because when the cars go by, it's so goddamn loud you can't you can't hear yourself.
I saw it on 119 inches of fabulous big screen fun at Brady's restaurant in Manassas. There. I got to get a little something once in a while. There
That's
you
right.
go. So take that, Rob. Yeah, but you had a good time with it. You did. It was
loud. Are you done with your plugs yet?
Yeah.
You know, if we got fired, that restaurant would be.
We'd all be working there.
As popular as ever.
It would be going up in flames tonight. They would have some mysterious accident if we would have gotten fired.
They need the money.
So, it was. I have nothing but nice things to say. And all the people that I saw as I would walk through the infield, who I would think on a normal day were people that, you know, I'd make fun of them.
Right.
You know, hey, how y'all
with
doing?
The hats and the whole thing?
Everything, Mike. You got you rescued all those people. You got your people. You Jeff Gordon people. Everybody loved Junior. Gotta love Junior.
They have Junior. He won.
But once you get into that, I had people giving me like booze and food. Just walking around
by yourself?
Just walking around by myself.
When you're in the infield, is there any people that have perhaps overdone it and poorly planned their day? Is there any of that going on? Because you see a lot
you
of that.
You mean vomit?
Yeah, you go to like Pimlico, you see a lot
now
of
they,
that.
Yeah. They told me there's
it's
a lot
huge
more.
It's a huge part. It's huge yeah. drunk.
They told me there's a lot more vomit on the Daytona 500 itself. I went.
Yeah, you didn't go to the 500.
I went to the Gatorade 125.
A lot of people come down for, you were actually.
Mike, it's speed week.
It's speed week, and you were leaving as most people were coming.
Yeah, I got there on Sunday, and I left. I don't know when it was, Wednesday or Thursday I left. Anyway, I really, really loved it. I loved it. Call me a neck if you want, but. I enjoyed every second of it. I enjoyed being around it.
Is it great? And you said it's great to watch up close.
You can't. There's nothing. You know, go ahead. Say that I eat my boogers. Anyway, I do. So I don't care
right?
if you say that about me. I went and I had a goddamn great time.
Excellent.
And I had a great time when I thought I was being fired. So for that, I say to NASCAR, thanks. Had a wonderful time.
Very good.
The only last thing that I'll tell you about when we were gone involves, again, that element that... That white, trashy element, although this time it comes closer to home. It comes in the form of my brother, Jim. So we've gone through all the stuff that we've had going on at work.
Right.
And even as late as this weekend, we still didn't know what's up. So it's Saturday night, almost 11 o'clock. Fried and I are in bed. And, you know, nothing's happening. Shock.
Yeah.
You know, because like what? I can't get laid because I got fired?
Uh-huh. That's
no,
right.
I get it. I can't get laid because I got fired for 2 weeks and you still have a job.
Ah,
okay. So that's the way we're playing that one. Okay. So there's no sex, but we're laying in bed anyway because we
Don't
love each other.
Me. Don't touch me.
We're laying in bed and I hear...
Please don't touch me.
I hear my wife's cell phone ring.
Huh.
And I hear it ring from down in the kitchen.
Is Frida there?
No, the deal is... And that's the distinctive ring of my wife's phone.
Hello, may I speak to Frida?
Oh.
My name's not important.
Now, I know that on my wife's phone, she has a certain ring if it's our son.
Uh-huh.
There's a certain ring for me, but this is just the standard somebody's calling ring.
Right.
Now, as it turns out, she was tired. She was very, very tired on Saturday night, and she went to bed quite early.
Right.
She was... Down for the count. Yeah, right, but she was beat.
Yeah.
She, at what point, lost consciousness?
About 9:15.
I see.
So anyway, she went to sleep around 9:15, and she was absolutely sawing wood when I heard this phone. I'm getting ready to watch Mad TV, and I hear her phone. I go down to the phone, and this is the message I get. It says, and now I'm not going to use a southern accent. I'm going to try to do the Wisconsin accent,
okay,
which is, you know, yeah, hey there, how
right,
about
how you doing, yeah.
So the guy says, hi, Frida. Yeah, this is Andy, and I'm calling about your brother-in-law, Jim. And, well, let me just say, you're all in a lot of trouble, and I think it's very urgent that you call me, like, right now, okay? Thank you.
Oh, wow.
So I hear this message. I hear this message, and I'm thinking, first off, I don't know what my brother's done. Second,
yeah,
how'd the guy that he get in trouble with get my wife's cell phone?
Yeah, that's pretty strange.
Yeah.
So I call the guy up. The guy goes, you know, hello. And I say, hey, it's
Michael Sores.
It's me. You just left a message on my wife's cell phone.
Right.
What's up, dude? And the guy said, you got to control your brother. And I said, I don't even know what you're talking about. And then he starts to ramble on about how my brother, keep in mind, I love my brother, but really he is always living his life as if he is on Jerry Springer getting ready
right
to go to cops.
What happened?
Here's all I can tell. The guy says, well, all I know is that, first off, this has to do with the crazy girlfriend.
Yeah, okay, which one?
The one who wrote him the nasty letters,
okay,
that ended up at my house,
right?
Because she thought he lied to her and told her that he was living with
me. Oh, okay, right.
So this guy apparently is the crazy girl's ex-boyfriend. I can call my brother here in a second and see if
you might have to. Yeah,
because the deal is this: that the guy says to me,
"This is my deal here, Wade."
The guy says, well, I have your name and your number because your brother has sent him threatening emails, yeah, to me and my family there. And I don't care who you are or how powerful you are. And I said, wow. Hey, listen, pal, first off, slow the F down. And he said, hey, don't use that language with me. And I said, dude, I don't know who you are. I couldn't possibly have threatened you. Because I don't know who you are.
Right.
I said, but if you'd like to threaten me...
Is your brother, though, maybe using your position a little bit?
Yeah, well, here's what ends up happening.
My brother will make you famous.
I say to the guy, I say, you got any problem, you call my lawyer, Dick. And the guy says to me, well, what is your lawyer's name? And I start to tell him, and then I say, well, hold on, wait a minute. I'm not giving you my lawyer's phone number. You're some dick that called my wife's cell phone. How did you get my wife's cell phone number? So then he tells me how he got it, and he has a reasonable explanation.
Okay.
Then I ask him how he got another phone number, and he has a reasonable explanation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says to me, where is your brother? And I said, I don't know. What's the problem? Well, he's in a lot of trouble. I said, well, if he's in a lot of trouble, I'd urge you to call the police.
Did it sound like the guy had been drinking, maybe?
No. Just sounded, you know, like a prick. And I said, well, then if my brother's done something, I love him, but I urge you to call the police. And get the F off my telephone. Well, don't talk that way to me. I don't appreciate it. I said, go F yourself. I hang up the phone. Then next call, call my brother. Right? Of course I get, beep.
Hey, dude.
Hey, we're not here right now.
This is Jim.
I'm out with my remote control boat.
Call me.
So I leave him a message on Saturday night about 11 o'clock saying, you know, you've got your idiotic friend calling me up
right
with all this stuff. Finally, my brother calls me back on Sunday morning. It's sleepy, hungover Jimmy. He says, hey, dude, I don't even know anybody named Andy. Like, I don't know why that guy would be calling you.
Andy, who's Andy, dude?
That's the guy. I wrote down his name. I said, well, listen.
Andy.
I said, he knows you.
Hey, Andy.
He knows you. And hold on, if I can pull up my AOL here.
How did this guy get a number?
I'll give you the let me pull up my AOL and read you the email my brother sent me. Because I yelled good and long at him on Sunday morning.
Right.
Said, you know, you got your dick friends calling here and leaving messages. I don't even know this guy. So then he says, hold on, click guest. All right, there it's guest. Come on, sign on, please.
Please. Two.
All right. Checking password. Give me 1 second, Mike.
I know. You have to get it up there.
And
now, you were saying Andy called. You didn't bump into him at the Daytona 500.
Hey. It's not funny.
Oh, yes.
I have
very
such a good
funny
time at the Daytona 500.
Very funny. It still doesn't make it. Thank you, Rob's giving me the thumbs up. Funny. Right? Nothing.
Nothing there.
Put your password in there. What is, put your password. Pop it in.
Pop it in.
What are you doing? Selling me out?
No, Donnie.
All right. Andy?
F you guys. Had a good time. Had some good fiddles.
Yeah. I would be, you know, I might be mocking you right now, but I would have a great time at the Daytona 500. Yeah, I'd love to go. I would love to see that.
So, I call my brother, and I say, he says, I don't know what's going on with this.
So guy. He doesn't even know the guy's name.
Right. Wow. And I said, listen, Jimmy, somebody's lying to somebody here. Because the guy called me, he's got my phone number. Figure it out. Here's the email that I received from my brother, and I'll read it to you now.
Okay.
Put my microphone over by the computer. Hey, dude. I found out a little. There's no space between A and little. I found out a little more of what's going on. It was all about the nutty girl. I won't repeat her name.
Okay.
She was pissed that I got my bed, couch, and stuff that I told her I didn't want anything to do with her. The only time I emailed her was last week to let her know I was
coming. This is hard to decipher.
Let her know I was coming down to get my stuff. She called my real mom, and she called me. She told her I haven't talked to her in 3 years also. This girl, I guess, told her new boyfriend, named Andy, a bunch of S to get him pissed at me. As far as anyone knew, I was living out east. That's why he called you. I still haven't told this girl where I live. Sorry it all got back to you. I'm not in trouble, nor do I want you involved. Again, sorry. I hope this is the last of that whacked bitch.
Wow.
And that is from my brother Jim.
Well, that is.
Yeah,
and you know, I'll tell you by hearing that and having this guy call, there's more to this story.
Of course there is. Mike, which is the motto to the entire last 2 weeks.
Yes, of course.
There's more to this
story. There is
story.
More. You can't judge everything on what you hear.
And then listen to this.
Surface.
And listen to this. So that's what I did when we were gone, and it was a great diversion, but the whole time very worried, because I thought we were going to be fired. And while we were gone, Mike, somebody did get fired.
Yes.
Rick Dees got fired.
I understand he did.
Rick Dees, the DJ.
God, you and Rob love talking about Rick Dees.
There's the justice.
I worked with him 20 years ago.
Right.
And he's been jive for 20 years.
Sure. Why'd they can him? I thought he was an institution.
Yeah. They canned him because there's Mike, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's a new flavor of the month. And the new flavor of the month is Ryan Seacrest.
Yes. He's the new non-offensive.
That's right.
White bread. You know, and so it's kind of a youth movement.
Cool.
Did they move Ryan Seacrest into Kiss FM?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So Ryan Seacrest now has his morning radio show on Kiss FM that he does from the same studio where he does his afternoon TRL TV show and American Idol. And in all of this, the jivest disc jockey of them all, the guy who really, I mean, when we mock the false sincerity of disc jockeys,
right.
Rick Dees is always way up there.
Yeah.
So I feel for the guy.
I feel for any guy that's been kind of an institution in a city like L.A.
Here's why. Rick Dees has been in radio longer than me, and he's you know, which is something, because I've been in a long time. You've been in a long time. He's been in longer than both of us. He sucks. He's jive, but he's managed to succeed in Los Angeles for 20 years.
He survived.
I checked his ratings. He's not going down the crapper.
Right.
He's beaten Howard. He's beaten a bunch of other. He's getting beaten by Spanish stations.
Yeah.
So, you know, draw your own conclusion there. But he's, you know, he's number one English.
So this was kind of unceremonious. Yeah. They kind of booted him.
Yeah, then they get the flavor of the month.
Wow.
And this is where it gets to our show. Rick Dees, because he's going to be fired, decides for his last day that what he's going to do is tape a little montage and have it played. He's not even going to do a show. He's just going to go into the radio station, and he has a taped montage that he played.
Hmm.
And I have a tape of the tape that he played on Kiss FM. And as you and I were going through what we were going through, and I was thinking we were going to be fired, there would be no way in my wildest dreams that I would ever produce anything like this for our show. This played at 5:10 a.m. on the day of what was supposed to be Rick Dees' last show on Kiss FM. I'll play it just the beginning of it. Then we got a break, and you can hear the whole thing. Not a joke.
This is Rick Dees in the morning. I hope you're feeling great today.
It's an honor and a privilege to host the number one revenue-generating radio show of its kind in America. How exciting it is to know that this morning radio program brings in more money than any other of its kind in the country.
Dick.
And to my morning team and the entire KISS staff through the years, I owe an enormous debt of gratitude. Also, the Rigby's Weekly Top 40 continues to be the number one contemporary music countdown.
Can't you smell this guy through the radio?
Yeah.
But even having said that, I feel bad for him.
Term pronounced. I look forward to many more years of counting down the hits around the world and on Armed Forces Radio, too. Hey, we're even on in Beijing every weekend now.
You know, this guy's only crime. I mean,
he's still doing the sweetness in life.
We had a bad word that got out on our show. The reason that this guy's fired is just because he stinks.
Right.
But listen, as this continues, this is just the beginning now, where he's just giving himself the circle jerk
right.
about his many achievements.
Right. Sure.
We're going to get now to the serious goodbye and I love you part.
And it's right here on KISS FM. To my wife, Julie, all my love. To my son, Kevin, buddy, you are the original listener, even before you were born. It has been decided that I will no longer be doing the daily morning radio show on KISS FM. Now, how do you say goodbye to someone who means so much to you? The listener.
That's Rick.
Okay, let me stop it there.
That's Rigman.
he's
consistent right to the end, isn't he?
How great is that?
He is consistent.
I'll play the whole thing when we come back.
Oh, my God.
What it is it's his intro, and then he professes his love for his listeners.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like some cheesy highlights,
right?
Including a part where, because he follows the DJ formula,
right?
What you want to do is you want to fight someone who's afflicted, someone who has a problem, and,
yes.
you want to turn that into your
yes,
you know,
your cause.
You heard it right, Rob. The borrower, where he says, "And Mike O'Mara, who needs that prosthetic arm, I'm here to tell you, KISS listeners, that we have $50,000 donated to buy him a new prosthetic arm." These are the highlights that they're putting on his farewell.
So obviously too overcome to actually come in and do the show.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like Old Faithful, the geyser. I mean, yeah. he is yeah. so unchanging.
Well, he'll resurface too out there.
Oh, yeah.
No, he'll find a home.
Counting down the hits in Beijing, Mike.
Yeah, Armed Forces Radio.
And I'm listening to that, I'm thinking, God, what if that was us?
Yeah.
Well, first off, if they had fired us, they would not have allowed us
the opportunity have had that,
to
right.
come back on, even if it was a syrupy, crappy,
absolutely right,
produced thing like that. But Mike, that's all I can say is, you know, on a week when Rick Dees can be fired,
yeah, anybody can be fired.
Anything can happen.
Absolutely,
any freaking excuse me. Anything can happen.
How fragile. Wow.
Anything can happen. Gotta break.
It has been decided.
How about this? We made it through halfway. We made it halfway through the show.
We did.
Not once have I said anything just like on purpose and then hit the button myself.
I know. You've been very, very good.
Discipline.
No.
Come on.
No.
Just once?
No.
I'm just fooling you.
God!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
1-800-863.
Right word. Switch to Singular Wireless. Get a new wireless company that really offers you and your family the best plans possible. Singular Wireless has family talk.
Only Singular Wireless has rollover. I think the rollover plan is great because you can roll over your unused anytime minutes month to month for up to a year.
Know who I bought this for?
Who?
Beethoven.
You did roll over Beethoven? Thank you.
That's Singular with a C, C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R online.
C?
At www.singular.com.
When you add great features to your account, that total $4.99 or higher, like text messaging, and roadside assistance, you get a cool LG 4010 flip phone. Absolutely free with no rebates or hassles.
Right now, Singular's waiving activation fees on nation plans for $39.99 and higher with a 1 or 2 year contract.
Why wait? Go to any Singular store or visit them online at www.singular.com for phones and features.
Do what I did. Certain restrictions apply. See website for complete details.
There, very nice.
106.7. Rocks.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
W-K-K.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child. And the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Wolfram Jurecki from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike Show.
They're more soothing than a pair of buttery soft moccasins. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
If you just get in your car now, we're back.
Yeah, good to be back. Very, very nice to be back on the air.
We almost got fired. I read the apology for the thing that happened 2 weeks ago with the guy in the thing.
We were suspended without pay. We were punished.
And our boss, Mel Karmazin, was crucified in front of the Congress and the Senate. And in the middle of Janet Jackson's boob, there we were.
Yes.
Which is why there was a bit of overreaction and knee-jerk.
A little bit of a brouhaha.
We were almost canned, but anyway, we're back. We're glad to be back, and sorry about how this effed things up for you guys that listen every day. We weren't happy about it.
Nope.
Still not happy about it. I want to mention, before we get back to this Rick Dees thing, and we'll take your calls in a phone scan here before we get done today.
Very good.
As we celebrate the fact that we're not fired.
Yes.
When I was driving back from Daytona, coming up 95, I did stumble through the hamlet, Rob's beautiful hometown of Richmond, Virginia. And I had long been under the assumption that we were on a POS AM station.
Uh-huh.
And I'm here to confirm that. however... You can hear the station in downtown Richmond.
It's booming down in Richmond.
Wow. You can pick the station up. However, they've got stuff like farm reports and junk on.
Yeah. Well, you're down there in that part of Virginia. It's the seat of rural America.
I took some time with that affiliate over the break as well, and I was pleased to know that during one commercial stop set, they played the same hunk of commercials three times.
There you go.
Anyway, so shout out to Don and Mike affiliate WHAN,
yeah.
Richmond, Virginia, where I actually heard the show.
It's a wonderful town, and just outside of Richmond, several big buildings that produce most of the world's cigarettes.
So, hey, Mike, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Philip Morris, don't.
Yeah, right. He's
Philip Morris, right off of 95.
I met him down in Daytona.
Yeah, he's a good guy for ye.
Phil Morris. So, Rick Dees got canned.
Ooh.
And it's funny that he got canned and we didn't.
Yeah.
We had a mistake. We had a bad word that got on the radio. He's too old, and they've got this guy, Ryan Seacrest.
They figured that was the flavor of the month, as you said.
And I never thought that I would stand up for Rick Dees. But let me just say that when it comes to non-offensive, not a chance you'll ever be outraged or upset by anything you hear.
He doesn't exactly hang his hat on the controversial kind of radio.
Yes. No. But if you like a good old-fashioned knock-knock joke or one of those, prank phone calls where it's already set up in advance.
Or you want a snappy pre-planned interview with one of the stars of today's pop music.
Or perhaps a recipe.
There you go.
Chef Boyardee's. Anyway,
Andy's school lunch menus, I like that.
But he's canned. Yeah. He's canned, and he's canned for Ryan Seacrest.
That's a shame.
So this is all he puts on his radio station.
Do you feel like I do with Ryan Seacrest? I mean, Ryan Seacrest has a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a couple.
Really? Rick Dees' talent is discernible. I mean, even though he sucks, somewhere underneath it, there's a little bit of talent.
Yeah he's now, done what he's done. He's got a niche for it.
Now, with this guy, Ryan Seacrest, I don't even see just you know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. It's like looking at shit.
There's no talent there.
Huh.
If you want, I'll go somewhere with that. I was just going to tell you, it's as flat. I forgot to mention this before.
Right.
I'm sure he'll be upset that I'm mentioning it on the radio, but too bad. When I was down visiting my son in college, when we were almost fired for 2 weeks, one night while we were having some father-son fun,
right,
he was telling me about the guys in his dorm,
uh-huh.
And he said, "Hey, Dad, do you know how dumb the guys in my dorm are? That one night during a party, they all shaved their
down there, yeah. Really."
I said, "But
it sounds a little odd."
I said, "Balls?" He said, "No, just above." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, I know you weren't that stupid. And he said, I might have been. And I looked at him, and he had a good poker face, and I said, you're not that stupid. Really, tell me you're not that stupid. And he said, I did it. And I said, no, you didn't. And he said, I'm telling you, I did it. And I said, he said, how much you want to bet? And I said, listen, we don't bet. He said, but you don't believe me. I'm telling you I did
right.
I said, right, I don't think it's... I said, all right, $20. But $20 on the table. He stood up, pulled his pants down enough, not so I could, like, see his
package, right? Right.
But I could see that there was just a stubble of...
Oh, so he really did do that.
And he said to me, I said, that is so gay. That is, like, the gayest thing...
Right.
That I have ever heard. And you're doing this in the dorm.
Oh, yeah, and that's with the other guys hanging around?
Well, he followed it up by saying, no, Dad, it was in the shower by myself, but all the other guys had already done it. And listen, I know what's fueling this, okay?
Fine.
I know, it comes in a bottle, and he's not old enough to buy it. I know that this is what's happening.
Right.
But Jesus Christ.
Kind of strange.
So... to round this all into a nice segment,
uh-huh.
Ryan Seacrest's talent level is smaller than, and I'm not saying that because I'm a creepy dad. I'm saying that because I have a nuts son who's at college.
Doing crazy things.
So Rick Dees gets fired. He's no great talent, but he's a name that you know because you've heard us make fun of him for years. Anyway, he gets fired for Ryan Seacrest, and here's Rick Dees' goodbye.
His farewell.
That includes, like, his best bits.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike and I had the discussion, if we had gotten fired about what happened a couple weeks ago, that'd probably be the last you ever would have heard of us.
Yeah.
That I don't think they would have let us come back and do something like this.
No.
I don't think that they knew that Riggin was going to do this. So let's back it up just a little bit.
I already have.
Okay, here we go.
Now, how do you say goodbye to someone who means so much to you? The listener. Someone whom you've literally awakened for years. Someone to whom you've gently said, wake up, or maybe not so gently.
What was this? Was awesome. What do you say to the listener who for so many years you've said, shut up.
Go away, die.
You're an idiot.
Right.
Okay, Rick.
Now how do you say goodbye to someone who means so much to you? The listener. Someone whom you've literally awakened for years. Someone to whom you've gently said, wake up, or maybe not so gently. It's a new day. Let's get going. Could I cheer you up with maybe a story or a joke or a wild character on the telephone?
Jerk off.
Wild. Or even, wake up, I'm sorry I have some bad news today. But I promise, if I possibly can, I'm going to cushion the blow for you. To be here to listen.
Jive.
And hopefully make you feel better.
Jive replaced by Ryan Seacrest.
Very sad.
But I still feel bad for this guy.
You got to feel bad for him.
I feel bad for him, but this is so bad.
Very sad.
It's so bad. Rick, come on, dude, if you're fired and you have a chance, you know what you do? You get on and you say, thank you to my listeners, but F you!
Uh-huh.
That's what you do, Rick.
Now, how do you say goodbye to someone who means so much to you?
Oh, wait a minute. No.
It keeps repeating.
Not again, please.
It keeps repeating from that point.
Someone whom you literally could use.
Okay, I'll stop pausing it.
And I'm going to cushion the blow for you.
There we go.
To be here to listen and hopefully make you feel better.
Yeah.
Right, Rick.
How do you tell that person you love so much goodbye?
You're fired.
To paraphrase from my favorite book, God put you and me together each morning. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Like a marriage?
This jockey.
I really do love you. And I pray for you and your family each day before I begin this radio show.
Stop it. Stop it. Rewind it.
I really do love you.
And I pray for you.
It sounds like he's talking to a woman.
And
that program director that told us that one time, you know, imagine you're speaking to a beautiful woman.
Yeah, but listen to what he's saying. You're right in that he's saying that, but he's also talking just to any listener in general.
Yes.
Saying, I pray for you.
I pray for you before every show.
I got news for you.
Wow.
I pray for myself before the show. I don't pray for anybody else.
Well, I pray a little bit more for myself now, yes.
Together each morning. And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Rick, you played records.
I really do love you. And I pray for you and your family each day before I begin this radio show.
Did he only broadcast this once?
I got my microphone.
All right, hold on. Back it up a little bit. Yes, this only ran one time.
One time?
One time at 5:10 a.m.
Really?
Wow. His choice.
Interesting.
Yeah, because he's nutty like that. I think that the deal that I heard was that they offered him something, but it was something that was insulting, and he knew that they had Ryan Seacrest anyway.
Right.
So he said, okay, I'll go to work. And then he went to work and he played this. This was his way of saying
right.
F you.
Uh-huh. I really do love you, and I pray for you and your family each day before I begin this radio show.
Wow, thank you, Rick.
God bless you from the heart of my microphone. And thanks.
Now some highlights with some Enya music. Oh, his intro.
And now here he is, strong enough to bend records with his bare hands, able to tell tall tales in a single breath. It's Super D's. Yes.
This is his farewell broadcast. You're hearing all 4 minutes and 8 seconds of it. That's all it was? Yeah.
Powers and abilities far below.
You're going to hear some highlights. And then him talking about praying for his listeners.
Live, high atop Sunset Empire.
It's the Rick D's show. He is in rare form today.
Rick D's in the morning. Tell us what time it is.
Oh, it's early.
Hey, how many bees, grease is it?
I'm upset because you keep coming with your Mickey Mouse shit. I don't need that. I just need the basic hookup, okay?
You may need the Playboy channel.
I don't need that. Just give me the basic hookup. Can you do that? Okay?
You're getting the basic Candace phone, Earl. It's Rick D.
What's happening, Rick?
See, that's how crazy he is.
Crazy.
He does those recalls where he pretends to be somebody else and then says, hey, this is Rick Dees, and then like says to the guy, do you mind if I play this on my show tomorrow?
Right.
And exactly. The guy goes, no, no problem.
That's how it works.
So it's crazy Rick Dees. And then he puts the Enya in. The music to make you feel bad.
I get the impression it smacks of hastily put together.
Yeah. You don't think you put a lot of time into this?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right.
Here we go.
Oh, gosh.
Is this the earthquake?
Okay. We just had an earthquake.
That was not a little one.
That's not a little one. That's a big one.
That is a big one.
What do we do here? Don't panic. That's the first thing. Jack.
Wrong ball.
It's Rick D's in the morning here.
Wrong ball, Ricky D's in the morning.
So as for his highlight tape, he has...
That Tommy Lasorda?
No, it was Jack Nicholson.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
He has When They Had an Earthquake.
Right.
And then he has Jack Nicholson saying, Rick D. He's... What a way to go out.
Yeah.
I choose this way if we get fired today.
Yeah, lots of
Rick, you're unbelievable.
Rick, you're unbelievable. His music is unbelievable. This is horrible.
You know, you don't throw a whole life away just because you banged up a little.
It's never possible to feel what a parent can feel in this situation. I can only tell you that first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to accept a check for $1,000. And a huge, this is the biggest bag of toys I have ever seen.
No. Is somebody crying while he's doing this?
Yes, that's why he's giving away, like, the Christmas kiss.
Right.
You know, you won $1,000.
$1,000.
And the biggest bag of toys.
One thing in there is that he did throw in from the movie Seabiscuit, you don't throw a life away just because they're a little banged up.
Yeah, so that's another one of his digs.
I think that's a rigged and dig there.
Yeah.
An R.D.
Merry Christmas.
An R.D.D. So he's got a sick person in there. To show he's a good guy. He's been through the earthquake.
He's got the Seabiscuit quote to kind of a dig at management for letting him go.
And he's already said, God bless you. Now he's playing this ridiculous song that I hear in dentist's office.
Lodge in black. In that building, you can see the wingspan. And I'm calling it terrorism, wouldn't you?
And of course, you got to put 9/11 in.
Sure. Yeah. We made a commitment to get Mark Fallander a new arm. And a prosthetic arm is very expensive. For what they have.
Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, did I tell you? You did.
The chronological
he's
order.
Thrown all of it, he's thrown it all in there.
Yeah. This is a guy that got fired, and he said, God damn it, let's put a highlight thing together that kind of says F you to the station.
Right, but it's going to put all my I'm a good guy stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. So can you imagine the meeting was, all right, we need the earthquake.
Remember the day of the earthquake? The 9/11.
What about
get the prosthetic arm?
And what about when I give away $1,000 and the biggest bag of toys ever?
Merry Christmas.
Have to do with this arm. It's $50,000. I can report.
Hold on, back it up, because you just got to hear the beginning with the prosthetic arm. You're thinking, 22 years on the radio, this is the highlight you come up with?
Yeah, wow.
To get Mark Fallander a new arm. And a prosthetic arm is very expensive. For what they have to do with this arm, it's $50,000. I can report to you now, we hit
$50,000.
Thank you, Rick Dees.
And just long spaces for contemplation.
Wow. Yes, right, Buzz, right. Like you're meditating to this music. Mm-hmm. Like you're Zen, you're having your Zen moment.
What will life be like without Rick?
I hold in my hand the last envelope. You'll be leaving right after this.
That was in the... Wow. Klaus Otterhaus, Klaus Meisterhoff speaking.
Oh, no.
Hello. This is Belinda, the Good Witch on the Morning.
I think I'm understanding the timely nature of the show. Mm-hmm.
That's his wife. His wife does the crazy voices. And you thought you hated my wife on the show. at least my wife is herself. Hello, can you imagine if Freddie called in? Hello, this is Glenda. The good bitch is in the door.
And do.
No budget.
And what about me?
You're so bad.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah, you like that?
Hey, Rick, it's Poor Man.
Hey, yeah.
I'm Commander Chuck Street flying Yellow Thunder for Rick Dees in the Morning.
You just won.
So jive. And then back to this music. Back to this.
That is sad.
This new age music. What do you hear at the end? It's his kid reading a poem.
Oh no.
I don't think it's like Cody Gifford type stuff. I think older.
It's Rick Dees, and I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you right here on KISS.
Here's the part with this kid.
Love is very patient and kind. Never jealous or envious. Never boastful or proud. Never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It is not irritable or touchy. It does not hold grudges.
That's the Bible.
It's a disc jockey.
To do it wrong.
Disc jockey.
He's never glad about injustice, or rejoices whenever truth wins out.
This just in.
He loves someone.
God doesn't listen to Rick Dees.
Him, no matter what the cost. You will always believe in him, always expect the best of him,
yeah,
and always stand your ground.
Thank you.
Him.
Johnny Dees.
I love you, buddy.
Love you, Dad.
Extremely sad. Wow.
Or funny.
On so many
and
levels.
That's it? Yeah, that's it.
So that's what he did the day after they let him know, huh?
You say sad. I say funny.
No, so I'm saying it's sad because it's so bad.
Sad, bad, funny.
Right, all of it.
It's the Rick Dees that we've always known.
Rick and Dees.
It's Rick Dees in the Morning, and I love you and pray. For you.
Good morning. This is Rick Dees in the Morning. I hope you're feeling great today.
God.
It's an honor and a privilege to host the number one revenue-generating radio show.
How can you fire me? How look at all the revenue.
This morning radio program brings in more money than any other
more money.
Kind.
God
of
money.
A prosthetic arm.
9/11, the earthquake.
My favorite book, The Bible, and I bet something really good's about to happen to you today.
Yes, something good's going to happen to you.
On KISS.
One contemporary music countdown of the world.
Let's just get to the point one more time where he announces he's being fired.
Yeah. That are difficult to
it has been decided.
It has
been
decided.
To many more years of counting down the hits around the world and on Armed Forces Radio, too. Hey, we're even on in Beijing every weekend now.
Wow.
And it's right here on KISS FM.
Hi, Rick Dees.
To my wife, Julie. Oh, my love. To my son, Kevin. Buddy, you are the original listener, even before you were born. It has been decided that I will no longer be doing the daily morning radio show on Kiss FM.
Oh, wow.
Now, how do you say goodbye to someone who means so much to you?
Who's that, Rick?
The listener.
Oh, I hate
someone whom you've literally awakened for years. Someone to whom you've gently said, wake up, or maybe not so gently.
What if someone you've said, shut up, never call again.
To the management, to the people who've decided this.
Telephone, or even, wake up, I'm sorry I have some bad news today. But I promise, if I possibly can, I'm going to cushion the blow for you.
Anyway, self-importance.
That's it, and wow. he's canned for Ryan Seacrest.
Wow. Amazing but true.
As I mentioned, we almost got our asses canned. We pulled our big fat asses out of the fire on this one.
Yes, we did.
We'll take your calls. We appreciate the fact that that you're listening.
Yeah, and we, you
to
know.
An extent, you could say we love you, but let's be honest.
Yeah, it's not crazy.
You know. We tolerate you.
Much like you tolerate us.
You tolerate us. And please understand this. We never pray for you.
No.
We never pray for you.
We pray for ourselves, especially when we have the last couple of weeks that we've had.
I bet if you call right now for the phone scan, something good will happen to you today. Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. Canada, 800-636-1067. D.C. on JFK, 202-432-1067. We don't love you. We don't pray for you. We almost got fired! Because we're just trying to do an entertaining show.
Right.
We'll be back with your calls.
And something good will happen.
To you. On KISS.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Trying to talk to you with Dennis Wilburn about your renegotiation this morning. Talk. Jerry Rice, Andre Reed, Chris Carter, I smoke all these fools. Yet they are making the big sweet dollar. They are making the quad, and you're talking.
The Don and Mike Show.
What the hell is going on here? Is this a magic show?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, back from our two-week unpaid
leave of absence.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to look for the right word because it wasn't a vacation.
No,
even though there were some nice things that were going on. I was going down to Daytona with the thought that it might be my last vacation ever.
Yeah. or you know, the start of a real long one.
Yeah. Have the adventure to find a new place to do the good ship Don and Mike Show.
Yes, and you know, South Florida's pretty this time of year.
But we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to pray for our listeners.
Oh, sure we do.
We don't have to wish you love. We don't have to have some girl pretending she's Glenda the Good Witch. Let's just take phone calls.
Yes, let's do.
At 877-365-3636, the rotating random phone scan. Anything goes. Hello, Don
and Mike.
Hi.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
It is so wonderful to have you back on the air after two weeks of being gone.
Thank you very much.
Great to be back.
I was just wondering if either of you guys saw the Fox 5 news last night.
I didn't catch it. You?
I did not, no.
Don, it seems that there's two random dogs that are running through your neighborhood killing small animals and now a deer. And I was just wondering if you were afraid.
You mean rabid dogs?
No, they're not rabid. They seem to have collars on.
Rob, do you know about this?
I saw the tease, and it made me throw my meal down and scream to Carrie, they're dogs. They said, there are dogs roaming this neighborhood that have been chasing cats. No. They're dogs!
And, like, they mauled a deer to death.
Yeah, a deer.
Well, I mean, a dog can bring down a deer, can't
it? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I was just wondering if you guys, you know, you specifically, Don, since you're out that way, were, you know, fearing for your life.
Yes, I am. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, fellas.
I will tell you this about...
You go for a nice quiet walk with your wife in the evening, and you're just holding hands, talking to her on the, oh, Frida, what a lovely moonlit night this is.
I'd take my wife on a walk if I had that guaranteed payoff.
You knew where the dog were.
Hey, come here, honey. Baby, look at that moon. I love you so much. Oh! Frida!
Here, you carry the bacon.
Frida!
I'll call 911. I'm running back to the house.
I'll pray for you every day.
And I love you.
Now, that's not just a dog. That's an alligator.
That's a rabbit dog.
TV, listen, hold on. About TV, I got to tell you something, because we bitch all the time about the forecasters here in D.C.
Right.
When I was on my self-imposed road trip, when I was in Daytona, I saw the idiots in Daytona predicting that it was going to be cloudy, rainy, and 48 degrees for the overnight low,
right,
and 56 for the daytime high.
Uh-huh.
I beat ass out of town. I get to the next town. They say, and today in Orlando and Daytona, sunshine with a high of 84. So I'm making my way back.
Are you driving? Sense of urgency? Yeah. Speeding towards the sunshine?
This is as I'm leaving town.
Right.
Because I'm leaving because I believe the guy.
Yeah. Right.
That it's not going to be sunny and it's going to be cold. I get to the next town, and it's Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. And this was, you know, all the days run together now. It was sometime around the Daytona 500. They said, in Raleigh-Durham, where I stopped for the night, they said, we have a winter storm warning tonight that could bring 3 to 6 to 8 inches of snow. This is an
right.
awful, blah, 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 blah. Just like here, with the schools and everything.
Sure.
I'm staying at a hotel. I woke up the next morning, 6 o'clock. I look outside. It's drizzling. It is drizzling.
Right. I don't know. Was it freezing drizzle?
I turned the TV on. It's 48 degrees.
48 degrees, probably not freezing.
48 degrees. So what I found, what they did...
Something good will happen to you today.
what they did was the same thing that they do here.
Mm-hmm.
They found, because in Raleigh-Durham, they forecasted 6 inches of snow and they only got rain.
Right.
They went to some remote part of North Carolina where they actually did snow.
Look at this. We're up here in the mountains.
Yeah. Amen.
Very, very dangerous.
Amen. I say God bless to you and your families every day before this broadcast. Anyway, my point being...
It's the weather dishonest formula. That's what happens.
The weather people are just as bad everywhere.
Yep.
Did you catch anything on Channel 5 this morning when they said, well, not much eventful in the weather today, but look what you were doing a year ago.
Yeah, they're really big on the fact that we were digging out from 16 inches of snow.
Hello.
I.
John and Mike, hello.
Hey, Radio Gods, welcome
Howdy.
Back.
Thanks.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, when times are tough like they are for you guys, I always ask WWJGD, what would Joe Gibbs do?
There you go.
Oh, all right.
See?
He was down at the Daytona, wasn't he?
He sure was. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
so
Don
was
Mike.
W. Yeah, I know.
Hey, it's a pleasure for you guys to be back, but I'd like to be the first one to thank you and say thank you for making me part of your unloved and unlistened and uncared for listenership in Sacramento.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you from me and Johnny D's and, of course, Julie D's.
And, of course, I will pray for me.
I don't know if I can get through this, but let me see.
You're on the air. Hello.
Disco. Disco Duck.
Ah, yes. The tributes are flooding in. Yes.
Everybody's upset about Rick D's.
Of
Hello, Don and
Mike's
show.
Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing there?
I'm doing okay, Don. Hey, Don, I called to tell you guys, on that Rick D's deal, I was on Radio Records.
Hold on, I love the fact the guy just starts doing the black thing right away.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Then like, just halfway through the...
But seriously.
That's part of my shtick, I guess.
Oh, part of your shtick.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. I mean, if you're going to do it, commit to it.
Go all the way.
Don't
hey,
just
Don,
call,
Mike.
Don't call up. Hold on a second, my friend. Don't call up and go, hello there, Don's and Mike's. How am you doing?
Hi, I've got another bit for you.
Yeah, no, come on. Stick with your material. Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
I just want to say welcome back from Sacramento. And, hey, Mike, what do you think of the Alex Rodriguez trade?
You know, it was the worst thing about that, and that was, of course, the monumentally disappointing trade from Texas to the Yankees.
That's
and
right.
The worst part of it is my buddy Randall, my Yankee buddy, you know, the guy that we fight, we watch the games
right.
together, and we fight with each other. He got to be the one that broke the news to me, which was even worse. And I didn't believe him, of course, and then I immediately get on the Internet, and I see that it's true. And I screamed. I went out on my deck at my house and yelled, look to the sky.
Would you have been suspended?
Blasphemy!
Would you have been suspended?
Yes.
For what you had said?
Yes, because I would have said that's, you know, that thing.
I tried to get Mike today when I said, I talked to Mike today. Said, are you watching ESPN right now?
I'm not doing that anymore. We're not playing that game anymore, remember?
Mike said, no, I'm not watching. Besides, I know about A-Rod. I said, but it's something new or something like
that. Yeah, you were. I thought really like, and Don said it, and he worked me because we were all ramped up about getting back on the air, and so this morning Don and I are having this conversation, and in one of the calls, one of the many that were going back and forth, it was probably like the eighth where you called me and you said, "Did you hear about A-Rod?" And I thought you were joking. I said, "No, did you hear about it?" And I forgot what you said.
I know.
Nothing stupid.
Yeah, and you said,
that meant that indicated that nothing can change, right?
You said, "I know about this." I said, "But I'm watching on ESPN. Do you know about A-Rod?
Something happened now?"
And then finally...
I say it like this. I said, "Something happened now? What?
Yeah.
The deal didn't go through?"
He finally did. And I said, "Yeah, he looks very handsome in his Yankee uniform."
That's it. And then there was something that I said that I can't repeat here in this fine forum on this fine stage. I am disappointed. But you know what? There's an article, I think Michael Wilbon in the Post wrote it today, or maybe Thomas Boswell, I forgot who, and the article centers on the fact that, you know, okay, they can have them. You know, it's still, yeah, there's still a lot of baseball to be played. I hate to say that this time of year.
I pray for the Red Sox.
I'm not gonna let it ruin my year.
I pray for the Red Sox.
It's just...
I understand.
It's so obscene.
This young man, A-Rod, needs a prosthetic arm.
$50,000. You won $1 million.
George Steinbrenner, I think something great is going to happen to you this season.
God.
Hello, Don and Mike, phone scan. Hello there.
Radio God.
Hi.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Welcome back.
What am I saying great? Not great.
Yeah. We're doing it. Our
job is hanging by a thread.
I think we're all happy to be back here today. I think that's
good
a good
have
thing.
You back.
They're still waiting. They're still waiting for us to say something that's going to allow them to come in with a big net.
And I'm waiting for the world to introduce the finest kind of nasal spray.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
Generally speaking, yes. Thank you for the call. I don't know if there was more to that.
Well, there doesn't need to be more. The answer for both of us is always an unequivocal yes.
Out of my mind, yes. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hi, and Mike. Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great.
Hey, I just want to let you know that some friends of mine just got out of school, and we're going to go back to my house and DOT.
Oh, that's gross.
That's somebody really listens hard.
That's gross. And that's a joke, too. If you
yes, it is.
Hard.
It certainly is.
Hey, although I'll tell you something, my friend, that whole DOT thing made me laugh when I was watching something on the TV about the bad weather. I guess Maryland Department and Virginia, it's VDOT, and they skipped VDOT.
DOT.
Which stands for
Do Our Thing.
and you got to be a regular listener to the show to know that.
Yeah. And I don't think you even ever explained that in totality, did you?
It was one man performing, one boy performing on another boy.
Well, you've explained it now.
Hello, Don and Mike. I wasn't one of the boys.
No. Right.
Hello. I was one of the boys that then beat up the boys that were doing it.
Oh, and I do have a movie announcement.
Because I was so homophobic when I was young.
I do have a movie thing where you're going to mock me, but I have to say,
what is
Miracle was fantastic. Kurt Russell shines. I loved it. I didn't expect to love it. I went in there. I dug every minute of it.
Can you do the review with Jim Mance?
I'll tell you right now.
That's right.
Rob, you may want to mock me, but I'm going to tell you something. It's remarkably similar to my Rick Dees voice also. But I'm going to say Kurt Russell and Miracle portraying that fabulous coach, Herb Brooks, when he led the 1980 Olympic team to glory against the former Soviet Union. I will tell you right now. It's something really special. Tugs at the heartstrings. It really does.
I call it classy.
It was classy. It was a classy turnout. And great to see Kurt Russell turning in really his best work ever.
Wow. What did I see? Barbershop.
Barbershop 2.
I like it. It's very good. I want to thank. Maybe it is. Rob, don't look at me like that. I can go to movies with black people. Maybe it was the fact that it was not in a
big. It was the sequel.
Metropolitan. Yeah, Barbershop 2.
But what does it say about either one of us? We didn't see the most popular movie, which really indicates that the country has gone total tarred.
But the Adam Sandler, my wife wanted to go see that.
51 First Dates.
I refused to go. I wait till it's out on video. So we go to the to Barbershop 2, and when we walked into the theater, it was my son and I, when I was down there visiting him, when we walked into the theater, I said, "Oh, Christ, we're the only white people here." And I didn't say that because I'm uptight about being around a lot of black people.
Mm-hmm.
I know that black people like talking in movies. And when black
that
people,
is the popular stereotype.
Well, I've seen it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fully prepared to go into the movie Barbershop,
right,
knowing that I'm going to hear people. I just want to say, with the exception of one young man behind me who had a toy or something,
right?
What a wonderful crowd! not talking back at the screen as if they were watching television.
Maybe the tide has turned.
And how very white of them.
Oh, God.
God, how white of them.
God. Oh, dear.
At least you're not homophobic anymore.
No, I'm not homophobic, Buzz. I'm not.
Right.
Faggot.
Don, Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello, buddy. How are you?
We're doing great. What can we do for you?
Hey, Don, I just wanted to tell you, welcome back. I just quit my job because you guys are back. I only work when you guys are off the air.
Okay.
So let me know when your vacation comes so I can get another job.
Very good. That's right. Fantastic.
Toodaloo, asses.
Toodaloo, asses. Now I'm feeling all warm and
fuzzy.
Hello. Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah. Welcome back, Radio Gods.
Hi.
Glad to hear you.
Thanks.
Two things I had going. One was the Janet Jackson show.
What do you mean? At the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, you know, when she was holding her bags up, those pointers were trying to point so straight down, I'd be surprised that she wasn't embarrassed to show them.
Are you talking about the Don and Mike show? Hello.
Don and Mike.
I think really the consensus was it was just fine.
Fine.
They were wonderful.
It was good.
It was a good
nipple.
I give it a thumbs up.
Hello.
Nipples up. Hey, I just want to say much welcome back. And hey, I won American Gladiator tickets back in the Wave of Days. So I'm a big fan, and I know all about the
American Gladiator.
A long time listener. Wow. The guy who won a prize to American Gladiators. God, get out of here.
We used to have those gladiators on the show all the time.
Hello, Don and Mike. Now we have the wrestlers.
Yeah, we have wrestlers now.
Hello.
Much better.
You know
hey,
what
Don.
I want, though? I want me those NASCAR boys.
Yeah.
I want to get some of those NASCAR boys on
we
this
We can
show.
Get them. They're very media friendly.
I want them so bad, I need some Goody headache powder.
Goodies, Don.
Goodies.
I
always get that wrong.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air. Are you there?
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I just want to know, did Michael Waltrip realize that he was taking a picture with you?
I mean, did he identify the magnitude of the celebrity?
Mike Source. You know, Mr. Source.
That's a cheap ploy to get that name jingle played. And actually,
Michael Waltrip is like one of the most, television, telegenic guys. He's he's out there all the time.
Well, as it turns out, his car, they were having a party for him on the Tuesday night before the Daytona.
Right.
At the Hilton in Daytona Beach where I was staying.
Yeah.
And
did you score like a ticket to it or something?
I scored a ticket because I had a jacket and tie on.
Really?
And they pulled up out front and his car was there, one of his race cars, and I went and bought one of those cheapy cameras,
right,
and bought like a thousand and took not a thousand but took over how many pictures on one
35.
I had to go buy a second camera. I'm sorry.
You're excited. Are you okay? Because I'm worried about you. You took, 35 pictures of a race car?
Yeah, and then about 15 more pictures of him.
Wow.
Hey, Mike, I thought
you
were fired.
In your right mind.
I thought we were fired.
Bring you the pictures tomorrow. I look forward to seeing them.
Put them on the website. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Fight the power. Hey, man, I just wanted to touch in and see if you guys had heard about the loan that Jacko had to have paid back today.
Touch in?
The $70 million?
Right. Yeah, the 70 yeah. mil. Yeah, he
right.
needs like a telethon or something, man. I don't know.
Thanks for touching in, though.
I would like to.
Yeah, thank you.
He was going to give you a prize. But
I'm going to miss him.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that I pray for you every goddamn morning.
There now, see there? There's someone who gets what we're doing.
Thank you, sir.
What's your name, my friend?
My name is Scott.
Scott, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Carson City.
Hello, Scott. Scott, on the phone scan, you're the last caller. So now listen to this. You won an Apple iPod. Do you know how? Do you have any idea how great a prize this is?
That is incredible, actually.
What is an Apple iPod? Do you know?
Yeah, it's like a little notepad thing.
Oh, man.
No, hold on. Let's give this guy a chance.
Is there an iPod book where you put...
What? I want to give him a chance.
To explain himself?
Yeah. If you can tell me what an iPod is, I'll give you an extra prize. I'll give you a prize. A digital camera. Is your...
Okay. Isn't it the Apple Macintosh version of like an MP3? player dealy.
He's got it.
Yeah,
you got it. You got a digital camera, too.
There you go.
Very good.
There you go. Weren't you like me? Didn't you think he didn't have a clue what it was?
Yeah, when he said it's a notebook.
Yeah.
You won the Apple iPod and a $10 gift certificate to the iTunes Music Store. Go to iTunes.com. But wait, because you knew what an iPod was, you won a digital camera. Courtesy of Malcolm in the Middle. Watch the 100th episode of Malcolm in the Middle Sunday starting at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on Fox.
Wow. Well, that kicks ass.
Very good.
All right,
glad you're happy.
Thanks for listening.
I think he's happy.
Great. Awesome. Right. Thank you, guys.
Okay, so our business here is done?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold now.
I'll pray for you and your family now.
All right, thank you, guys.
Great talking.
In a world where
something happened, we tested him, and he broke up a little bit.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
See, I thought we were playing a house money there. I asked the guy what the iPod is. He'd say, I got no idea.
Yeah. What's the lead story, Buzz, that A-Rod's had a change of heart, and he's decided to go to the Boston Red Sox instead of the New York Yankees?
Sadly, no, Mike.
All right.
Today, our lead story is the governor threatens to tear the roof off the sucker.
Do you have another cold?
Okay, that's not funny.
I'm kidding.
Listen to my nose.
You said it earlier in the show.
I know, I've got my third cold this winter.
I know.
I wish if I'd gone to Florida, I wouldn't have it.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Please remember to wake them and feed them a cherry pie. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Dr. Bell's Click. Veramax, where's your right? It's the other three. Don't mind. You're going to fight VMAX.
Come on.
Man. Someone call for a doctor?
1-888-TRY-VMAX.
Right. VMAX.
Proudly bringing you Buzz's News. I pray for you, Buzz.
Yes, I pray for you.
And hi, what's up?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz, I'm sorry.
You know what?
I apologize.
Oh, no need.
Please. I didn't have to read that again.
Right.
On Friday, I have to read something else. Friday, we're giving away a grand prize birthday gift to create the ultimate birthday bash.
Oh, that's nice.
We're giving away a $400 American Express gift card, $300 to Party City, $175 for an online cake store, and $200 worth of Pizza Hut pizzas. That's a party! Courtesy of Malcolm in the Middle. Watch the 100th episode of Malcolm in the Middle Sunday on Fox.
And a prosthetic arm.
Anyway, that's Friday. We're giving that away.
Very exciting.
Cool. Had to read that, and now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Oh,
Rob, which one of the Malcolm in the Middle kids were we talking about today?
Reese, yes.
Now, Dewey's the young one.
Right.
And Francis is the one that goes to
the oldest
military school.
Dude Ranch now.
And then there's Malcolm, and the one that is the one that we're going to have on the show, the one that beats up Malcolm?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Right. Reese, the guy who plays Reese.
Yes. Anyway, that's the guy.
Cool.
I know you're always wondering, who's being booked on the Don and Mike show?
Yeah.
Today's hottest.
We couldn't get Malcolm.
Today's hottest.
We got Reese, like today's middle brother.
Hottest celebrities.
We got the brother that's not featured that often.
And now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger loves his cigars, and he loves the people who love them.
I love the cigars, and I love the way they taste, and I chew them in my mouth.
Hey, David Modell.
So Arnold is proposing that part of the roof of the Capitol building in Sacramento be removed to provide a smoking plaza.
Oh, God. I never thought I'd say this. Smart idea.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Love cigars.
Take yourself out of the equation, though.
I love
cigars.
What,
he wants to take the dome off the Capitol?
Part of the dome, yes. Uh-huh.
Take it, move it, so I can have my cigar.
You know, I get the West Coast feeds of CBS and NBC, and I'm able to watch the ads that you people that live out there see.
Right.
I guess there's a Proposition 50-something and 40-something that's March 2nd is the election date.
Right.
Anyway, it's this other politician guy wearing a coat and tie that comes out and says, here in California, we urge you to vote blah, blah, blah for Proposition 50, whatever it is. And then it's Arnold walking on going, oh, hold on, he's calling on the hotline. Hello? This is on the hotline. Dude, we have your number.
He doesn't care.
Okay. So, there's a guy who comes on TV and says,
right.
That was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was weird.
A little spooky.
That was somebody on our secret hotline.
I think somewhere along the line, all the phone numbers went out. We'll get them.
Yeah. We got to change that again.
Yeah.
So anyway, the guy says, vote yes on Proposition 48, whatever. And then from the other side of the screen, here comes, you know, hi.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And it's like he's doing a movie, because it's obvious he doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's reading a line.
He's one of these actors where you can say to him,
right.
Okay, now, Mike, you be Arnold, for instance.
Okay.
Here's what we want you to say.
What?
Vote yes on Proposition 58. It's a winning bid for California.
Vote yes on Proposition 53. Did I get the number right?
No. All right, let's take it like this, Arnold.
Okay, I have trouble remembering.
First, just say...
Yeah.
Vote yes.
Vote yes.
On... Proposition 58.
58.
58.
58. 58.
Okay. Let's just try it.
Vote yes on Proposition 58.
50?
Yeah.
Say it. 50.
50.
Rhymes with nifty.
50. California. Good for California. 58. And... Make it so. Meet mustard on it.
Got a phone call for you, Arnold. Hold on, sir.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany. Never forget the Don and Mike show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Vote yes on the Einen Smoking platform.
Anyway, how funny it must be for you guys that live in California.
He's your governor.
To turn the TV on and see him doing commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Doing commercials to pass some legislation.
I vote yes to blow up the Capitol so he can smoke.
Alcohol would also be served at Arnold's outdoor smoking plaza in the Capitol Dome.
Yeah, we have the big beer steins, and then we have the girls come out with the big breasts.
But it's the anti-smoking lobby that's upset. Arnold, however, says it was over a cigar he convinced Democrats to support his plan to fix the budget.
How about a nice cigar?
And Arnold's office says a cigar plaza would put people on equal footing with the gov instead of facing a big man behind a big desk.
You like this? This is my smoking plaza. I made it all for myself, and you can have a drink if you'd like. Would you like to be with me on this? Of course.
Hey, Rick Dees is on the phone for you.
Hey, how are you, Rigdon? Are you praying for me? Douglas joined. Peter joined.
But protesters gathered at the Capitol over the weekend carrying big pictures of famous people who've died from smoking just to let Arnold know how they feel about that.
Oh, I didn't know Humphrey Bogart had that.
Yeah.
That's bad. Okay, put the cap back on the dome. But keep the beer. I get them drunk, they'll vote for me again.
But because of the climate in which we find ourselves, they'll be using a 5-second delay on the Oscar telecast later this month.
Thank God, Buzz, because that's what we need to be saved from.
That's right.
We need to be saved from, God forbid.
We'll get the terrorists later.
And what was it? It was during the NBA All-Star game.
Yes, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Yeah.
Now, she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I bet she's before my smoking club.
She's talented, and she had on a dress that was... revealing if you had TiVo and you could pause your TiVo, because from the side view it exposed the meaty
the side of her
the
breast,
flap of her breast,
right?
But would you have
flap.
But would
you're a biologist, aren't you?
What you really had to do though was watch it and TiVo it.
How many times did you look at it?
About 800-900 times.
That's good.
Anyway, I was amazed to note, I guess you're going to have this, sorry, Buzz, I didn't realize this, that the fact that she was on there in something that was not as bad as what Jennifer Lopez wore.
Right.
To the Grammys, people are up in arms about this crap.
Mm-hmm. It's a strange world we live in right now.
Yep.
Say, hold on, the hotline again, if it's the same guy, we're going to have to do something to him. Let's just see if it's the same idiot. Same idiot?
Yeah.
Dude, what do you think? Do you think we don't have your phone number? Do you think just because we almost got fired a couple of weeks ago that we're still going to put up with crap from some guy who's got our hotline number?
By the way, something. Why you care?
This is just some guy calling on the hotline. Right. Now, I'm not going to lose my temper today like I normally would.
Well, it's so entertaining.
Because we just almost got fired. But you know that we have the number. But you also know that we're in a climate now where I can't give out the number on the radio.
The toilet, I think. Well, you know, that had a little comedy value.
A little bit. I'm just turning our microphones off. This is a secret number, only supposed to be used when we're fired. Or when my wife calls in.
All right.
But this dick is on our hotline now.
Uh-huh.
And because of this climate that we're in, with this Janet Jackson, us being mentioned on Congress, Mel having to say that I had a bad day.
Yes.
I can't do anything to him.
Well, we couldn't before, and you didn't before anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
I can't even threaten. I can't even make the hollow threat now.
I know you can.
The hollow threat?
But we can drive and find him after the show's over.
Hello?
Oh,
see, now he's listening to himself on the radio. Hey, you tool. Hey, come on, pick up the phone.
That's quite a delay.
What, have they increased? Have they increased the delay?
Oh, I believe so. We did the show yesterday.
Hey, dummy.
What were you saying about Beyonce, though? Seriously.
Oh, that she had her boob was not
and
even.
That's what everybody was making the big deal about.
Not even hanging out of the side of her shirt at the NBA All Star game.
There was no nipple or anything like
no,
that.
No, there was nothing. But people are, of course, upset about that now too.
Right. Well, it's the world we live in right now.
Right, Buzz?
You're right. She wore a low-cut, V-necked halter dress that exposed the sides of her breast as she sang her hit Crazy in Love.
I just left this guy's line open. But if you like, I can put him on with Dennis.
Off the air?
I can't do it off the
entertain
air.
One another.
Right. Anyway, move ahead, Buzz.
She gyrated suggestively in front of a wind machine at midcourt, and the wind and her dancing nearly caused a Janet-like wardrobe malfunction. Janet and Christina Aguilera, by the way, were there at the game, but stayed quietly in their seats wearing layered conservative clothing.
Layered conservative clothing. Wearing burlap sacks.
And not that there was anything wrong with what Christina Aguilera was wearing.
Right.
I'm fine with her outfit she wore at the NBA All-Star game.
Right.
Here's the thing, especially now after this Janet Jackson thing, if you're going to come out there and you do the national anthem, mm-hmm. and she's a good singer,
mm-hmm.
just sing.
Yeah.
Don't go out there. The problem is Christina Aguilera had drummers behind her.
Right.
And for the national anthem, there was a lot of this...
Right.
Adding a cadence... That didn't need to be there.
Mm. Like that.
Same guy on the phone. Not hung up on it yet. And also, do you need this when you're hearing your Star Spangled Banner? Oh, say, can you see? By the dawn's early light. La, 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 life.
No.
Or the ramparts we watch. Watch, we watch them. We watch the ramparts. It was that type of performance.
You sounded like an old man.
Like it's a blues song.
You sound like my father right now.
You should have heard her.
I hate it when they do that.
You should have heard her.
Kids today, sing this song the way it's supposed to be sung.
No, I think she's great.
Swear to God, I feel like I'm listening to my old man. That's used to be. Sing the song the way it used to be sung.
Did you hear her?
No, I didn't watch it.
Meanwhile,
trying to have a conversation. What do you got this idiot on the phone for?
I don't know, because I don't know what to do with him.
Hang up on him.
But if I hang up, he wins.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He wins.
It sounds like we're like reenacting a scene from The Exorcist.
Some dick who got our hotline number.
Why you?
If this was 2 weeks ago, why you? But now look at this. Yeah, and he makes a lot of sense.
He's getting what he wants.
I know he is.
You have the power.
You can't suppress talent.
You have the power. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. The guy, this is amusing me. This guy is amusing. I'm not really.
Amusing me, too.
I'm really not mad at this guy.
I didn't think you were.
I'm mad that he has our secret phone number.
Yeah. A lot of those numbers floating around.
Hey, yeah, do you want to talk about that?
If you want.
Yeah. some DJ found Mike's cell phone number.
Some DJ got my phone number and called me up on the break. Wow. And you know what's going to kill him? I'm not going to mention his name.
Did he put you on the air without your permission?
No. I said in no uncertain terms that he couldn't do that, even if he was recording it.
So there was a guy from a morning show.
Yeah.
Tried to call you because we were suspended.
No, just called me. Just because he had the number. I don't know where he got it. And just wanted to chat.
So
then he called the restaurant twice.
It wasn't on the radio?
Trying to find me. I don't think it was on the radio.
Hmm. It's weird.
Was it Rigney's? That's in Get a Life territory.
Maybe.
But if he was looking for extra publicity, because I believe, I don't know the show, but I understand it's not exactly one of the highly rated programs.
I understand it's a crazy morning show, Mike. It's crazy with jokes and today's best music.
Yeah. Sounds like this guy's getting a little urgent as we're talking about this.
Yeah. So anyway,
you know me, the big conspiracy theorist.
Well, so this DJ keeps calling you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
On your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, what happened?
Finally, I found him and I had him killed.
Very good.
You gotta be
firm.
Did you ever say to the guy, dude, you know, you're in the radio business, why are you calling me 11 times?
He said he's a big fan.
Right.
But it was that tone, you know, that working you tone, you know, it's like, hey, what are you doing? You know, like the smile. And it's usually, it came after the hours of a morning show.
Hmm.
Like around noon, 12:30.
Wow. Maybe it's a crush.
Which would indicate he's in that, you know, that have no life.
Yeah,
area.
Right.
I think he loved him.
Somebody probably gave him the phone number. Hey, I'm going to call my... If it was noon and he works on a morning show, maybe he's on the schedule we used to be on. Maybe he was drunk by noon.
Mm-hmm. Well, he offered up a sex act, too.
He did
that, too. Yeah.
He offered to perform
it? Did you get him, too?
No, I just assumed.
You know who it
calls.
Is?
No, I don't, okay. But I can guess.
This disc jockey offered to perform a sex act?
Yes.
On you?
On me.
He said he would do something to you?
Yes.
What'd you say?
Did he say he would S your D?
Yes.
What a faggot he is.
Well, I think he is.
Oh. The guy, hold on.
I think out of the closet.
A disc jockey
mm-hmm.
from another station
mm-hmm.
called you on your private cell and said he
yes.
wanted to S your D?
He didn't say he wanted to. He said, I'll give you a
BJ.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's awfully nice.
And that apparently is his shtick. It was explained to me later.
Oh,
that's a good.
Because I didn't know who the guy was.
That's called the fag shtick.
Yeah, well, that's what the shtick is.
If you really,
he does on the air too. The way it was explained, I have never listened.
Rob,
and
I just got a great idea for your role on the show.
There you go, Rob.
How about if you're a guy always looking to F some guy?
Right.
D.
There you go.
I think maybe we could explore that. I don't know if we want to go exactly with that.
Well, you know, you're like me. You didn't mind seeing the guy's kiss.
The only thing that I question is, how did Felix Grant get your phone number?
It was a difficult conversation.
And meanwhile, this guy is still... I will hang up on him once we go to break. Buzz?
Yes?
We're done with Beyonce at the NBA.
Which I sort of interjected in my story about the Oscars, and I just wanted to wrap that up by saying that
in addition to the
5-second delay, the Academy says they promise not to use the delay to censor political statements, just nudity and profanity. That's the main thing.
Well, that's good. Why censor out what someone thinks and feels? Let's worry about, God, what would happen if a child was to see a breast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's worry about what would happen if a child would see a word, hear a word.
I just want to point out to everyone, there are enemies among us.
That I'm, you know, a child who's perhaps so familiar with a word because he's been called the word 8,000 times by his or her parent. Jesus.
Yeah.
And that Christina Aguilera, that's not an old guy thing.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not an old guy, Mike.
It's not on that particularly. It's just kind of like, hey, sing it the way it was supposed to.
No.
Sing it the way Francis Scott Key wrote it.
Johnny Patriotic.
That's right.
I know you bleed red, white, and blue.
Johnny Patriotic.
I understand.
You know what? I like me a good anthem.
Right.
And I you know me, I don't even like Canada, but I'll tell you what.
Oh, that's a great anthem.
That Nelly Frappuccino, you know the lady's name, Nelly Ferrello.
Yeah?
Nelly?
Ferengi?
Furtado.
What is it?
Furtado.
Furtado.
Sang O Canada?
She sang the Canada one?
Yeah.
She did
It's a great national anthem.
She did half English, half
French.
Whatever it is they speak. French.
Oh, Canada, me and baby.
She was good.
Excellent.
She just came out and sang the damn song.
Didn't make it into a blues song.
You got our girl, and it's not even the repeating of the words. It's, why you got to bring in a drum guy? You know, it's like, what she's doing is, you know, she brings... Let's bring in the rhythm section.
Right.
For the national anthem.
Who sang it at the Daytona 500?
Shut up.
Where's our guy on the phone?
I hung up on him.
Oh, you did?
And Mike, when I was there, Lee Greenwood sat at second
person. That's the way it ought to
be. I'm not kidding.
Really?
He's saying that I'm proud to be an American.
God bless the USA.
He sang that.
Okay.
And,
right. Lee Greenwood.
And it was Leanne Rimes, I think, that boozy country whore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was...
When did she get the rap boozy?
You should have seen her at the Daytona 500.
Was she wasted?
Was she, I mean, have you seen her in the Dr. Pepper commercial with Aretha McIntyre?
Yes,
is she 20 yet? She looks effed up to me.
Boozy.
She looks boozy.
I don't think she's boozy.
Washed up
she looks
funny.
It to me. And she,
you're
she,
killing me today.
She was no good either.
You've had a lot of this energy pent up over the 2 weeks, haven't you? Fantastic.
Buzz?
Yes.
I think they ought to pay you triple for today's show.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And right back at you.
Thank you.
And right back at you.
I could use it.
Buzz, what's next? We got a break.
Coming up next on the news, CBS finds itself apologizing again.
We already did it.
No, not your apology. This is a different
one. Okay. CBS. God damn, I hate apologizing.
Watch it.
I really do. And can I say something seriously?
Sure. Yeah.
I can't say.
No, you can't. I know what you're thinking,
I was going to say, I'll just tell Mike, I was going to say.
La, 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 la.
Don't.
But it's the truth.
Yes, it is the truth.
But
the truth.
You can't speak the truth.
I know, yeah. But the truth hurts you here.
Mm-hmm. There are enemies among us.
Don't speak the truth. We'll be right back. More Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold it, Phyllis. That don't move me.
Right.
Let's get real, real gone for a change. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Because it's Buzz and we're running out of time. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
The CBS, which finds itself apologizing for so much lately, has now apologized for the Native American flavor of a performance by Outkast at the Grammys.
Yeah, no one is apologizing for 2.5 Men.
No. Well, mm-hmm. I don't know what's up with that.
That is an awful show.
You don't like that, huh?
No, I like
love
it, well,
especially
like
when they kiss.
Yeah. Native American groups called the performance, which featured women in skimpy fringe outfits, racist. And they called for a boycott of CBS, Outkast, Outkast's record label, and the Grammy people.
Hold on there, Buzz.
Rocket 99, rocking the restoration.
Hey, where's the one of him doing the commercial?
Oh,
we got
Safeway commercial.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
As long as we're talking Indians.
Ernie Scar.
Uh-huh. And
Ernie Cutface.
And really, again, and I was just screaming this to my wife and anyone that would listen while we were taken off the air being suspended without pay.
Mm-hmm.
Is this really what our country has come to?
Yeah.
The fact that because Outkast is on the Grammys, mm-hmm. and they got a girl dancing, girls mm-hmm. wearing Indian outfits.
Fringe, you know, buckskin type.
Mm-hmm. Indians are upset by it.
Yes.
And get a freaking life.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, it just seems like everybody's upset about everything in this climate.
Don't you think that 20 years from now, people are going to look back at this episode, this whole Janet Jackson thing, and say, what the F was wrong with people?
It's pretty strange.
Yes, they will.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe sooner.
And if they don't, I'll be saying it from another country.
Or you may be saying it from jail.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm saying it from jail, I'm going to be saying it right next to the cell of the guy who's going to be saving me from being raped.
Yes, this is true. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Yeah, I found that out.
So this whole thing about Indians.
Right.
Yeah, been at him. Do we have the Safeway spot?
We do. Here's the man that complained about Outkast's performance at the Super Bowl.
Bernie Cutface.
Fresh corn on the cob is irresistible, especially at Safeway's low prices. This week we got Washington grown, Canada number one corn on the cob. Valley priced at 3 cobs for 88 cents. Sorry about this, I didn't know it was... Goddamn Whitey produced commercials never come out the right way.
Safeway's got everything. It's 88 cents for the corn and everything you need for a super summer barbecue. Charcoal, starter, napkins, and paper plates. That's a Brockett Safeway.
I love it.
There's the Indian, the Native American approach.
Ernie Cutface.
Well, quoting a CBS spokeswoman, we are very sorry if anyone was offended. Outcast says it meant the performance is a tribute, not an insult, but one Native American group said it was on a par with white people wearing blackface.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Outcast song they were
Alan
doing...
Alan Linewater just phoned in and said he agrees.
And he's sorry.
He agrees and he's sorry very and he sorry. Thinks that we should go find Outcast and we should take their money away for 2 weeks.
Yes, amen.
And then make them read a statement saying they're sorry.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And by the way, that Outcast song, Hey Ya, includes the line, Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Come on. Shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Great song. Probably my favorite. I bought that album. I love that album.
Shake it. I said, shake it like a Polaroid picture.
The folks at Polaroid just don't get it. They've put out a press release advising people not to shake their Polaroid pictures unless they want them to come out blurry.
Hey, listen, hello, Polaroid, McFly, it's known as free advertising, and hello, most people have digital cameras now.
Polaroid's very much aware of that.
The whole thing with, shake it like a Polaroid picture, you shouldn't say one freaking thing because it's a good advertising
You're drying it off.
You're not exposing it to the air. Wrong. It doesn't. It's sealed. It's coated. You're not exposing it to any air when you do that. That's the old way. The new way, it's coated with plastic.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, right, Burbank.
Hey, fellas, what's cooler than cool?
What?
Don't you know that song? Ice cold! That's in Hey Ya.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Right, yeah.
I just like the melody.
Give me some sugar. I am your neighbor.
Why don't we play that on this show? Can I put in a request?
It could happen.
I would play it, but now it's so overplayed. It's like...
Yeah, it is.
You know who played it a lot?
Who?
It was Rick Dees.
Rick Dees. Yeah. And look what happened to him.
I pray for you. Do we have that around still?
No, I've got it in my car, I think.
No. Not the song. The Rick Dees thing.
I love you.
I don't.
Polaroid says its self-developing photos should never be shaken or waved.
Were you talking to me or our listeners?
I was talking to our listeners.
Just laid on a table, they say, which isn't nearly as interesting for a song lyric. That's the news release from Polaroid.
Lay it on the table like a Polaroid picture.
Yeah, doesn't do it.
From the first time I heard that song, I thought they're dating themselves with that reference, Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Yeah. Right.
But what a great album that is by Andre. What's the other guy? Big Boy? Is that his name?
So, but let's not talk about them. Let's talk about Rick.
Here's the third member of Outkast, Rick Dees.
Good morning. This is Rick Dees in the morning. I hope you're feeling great today.
I am.
It's an honor and a privilege to host the number one revenue-generating radio show of its kind in America.
Shut up, Rick.
How exciting it is to know that this morning radio program brings in more money than any other.
No, we're going to have to edit this down to just the parts that
we love. I love you.
His staff through the years, I owe an enormous debt of gratitude. Also, the Rigby's Weekly Top 40.
He's still getting a circle jerk here. Talking about his radio shows.
But now I love you.
Countries with names.
This is a disc jockey in California just got fired.
Forward to many more years of counting down the hits around the world.
And this was his sign off to his listeners. And Mike and I almost got fired last week.
Right here on Kiss FM.
And we would have done the same thing.
To my wife, Julie. Oh, my love.
To my wife, Rita.
To my son, Kevin.
To my son, Bart.
Buddy, you are the original
listener. Before you were born,
it has been decided that I will no longer be doing the daily morning radio show on Kiss FM.
Oh, dear.
Now, how do you say goodbye to someone who means so much to you?
Do you love them, Rick?
The listener. Someone whom you've literally awakened for years.
Shoddy.
Someone to whom you've gently said, wake up, or maybe not so gently. It's a new day. Let's get going. Could I cheer you up with maybe a story or a joke?
No.
A wild character on the telephone?
No.
Or even, wake up, I'm sorry, I have some bad news today.
Oh, like
but I promise, if I possibly can, I'm going to cushion the blow for you.
But Rick,
to be here to listen.
Do you love your listeners?
And hopefully make you feel better. How do you tell that person you love so much goodbye? To paraphrase from my favorite book, God put you and me together each morning.
There he is. How do you say goodbye to someone you love?
Oh, I love
Flat Dash Production.
Your listeners.
I think it's nice.
Finally,
And the arm, the $50,000 arm.
Yes, sir. Ladies, it's Fez Watley is
thank
coming.
God
Ron Bennington. Ron,
hey, look who's here.
Thank
oh, boy.
God.
It's Ron and Fez.
Howdy, boys.
Hi, boys.
Hey. Oh, a hug.
A hug from
welcome
Fez.
Back, hug.
I didn't know
wonderful.
What to think. I
hi,
thought
Ron.
Maybe you were dead.
How
I didn't know what to do. Nobody tells me anything.
We're alive, Fez. We are alive, boys. How are you, fellas?
I'd stay, but my mom says I can't play with you guys anymore.
Just coming in.
Thank you, fellers.
Ron and Fez.
Thank you, Fez.
Stay strong, Fez.
You can hang in there. Thanks, guys. Oh, yes.
Stay strong.
Yes, our DJ brothers, yes. Ron and Fez.
Just came in to say hi.
That's nice.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you know they wanted our job.
Well, and can you blame them?
If we were fired, you know they were going
to. They would have slid right into it.
To Aunt Ellen, yeah. Yeah. You don't need to find somebody else. We're here.
Yeah.
So don't think Ron says I don't know. No. You're coming in just to make sure that we still do have the job. Yeah, we have the job. We'll be here for a while.
Yes, we will.
Until we get fired.
Finally, the issue was taxing health care, and the law required that every state representative in New Mexico cast a vote. But lawmaker Benji Regensburg wasn't there.
Who?
So, Benji Regensburg.
Oh, him.
Benji. Yeah. So they sent state troopers out to find him. The troopers did find him, but first they had to get him out of the handcuffs. Benji, the lawmaker, was not in a lawman's custody. He was in a motel room. Police say that when they found him, he wasn't just handcuffed. They say he was drunk, combative, and naked.
Yee!
I'm Buzz Burbank.
I love you.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No! No!
That's it, we gotta go. We're not fired, at least not yet.
Yay. Not yet, no.
It's a race down to the parking lot to see who can get there first, because the deal is you get in your car and you leave, you're not fired today.
Yeah, right? Very good.
So that's it. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
I just want to say, Mike, I love you.
I love you.
And you will not be able to see me because I'm transparent. I'm just transparent.
You're transparent. Very good.
Got it.
I think something good will happen to you today on KISS.
BM,
Dieters.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.